InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
It's Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. And as we predicted, they are preparing the false flag attack to bring down the power grid. This is not a drill. They're engaging the final phase of pre-programming the public and claiming that Trump-supporting right-wingers are imminently, the FBI says this, going to take down the power grid. Here's Klaus Schwab in the last few years preparing you for this.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis as a timely opportunity to reflect on the lessons the cybersecurity community can draw and improve our preparedness for a potential cyber pandemic.
All right. I would like to direct all the viewers and listeners to an article that went up yesterday evening. False flag alert. Media and Homeland Security warn right-wing extremists are going to attack the U.S. power grid. And we'll put that article on screen. False flag alert. Media and Homeland Security warn right-wing extremists or Russia set to attack the power grid. Now, I've talked about this about 1,000 times the last 2.5 years since Biden stole his way into the White House. And I could read the policy reports of the Davos Group, the UN, the Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Foundation, and see the pre-programming in the public that cyber attacks are imminent and we don't know who's going to launch them. And I said, you watch. They're going to say it's going to be the right wing working with the Russians, which is just totally preposterous. But that's what they're doing, is taking the last 7 years of lies that populists and nationalists and people that don't want to be slaves are Russians and so enemies of the state. And then they put out the new report 2 years ago that all white people are inherently bad, and that if you don't like open borders, if you don't like election fraud, if you don't like lockdowns, literally, you are a terrorist. And now they are officially announcing that the CIA and Homeland Security, working with the ADL, are going to arrest and target Americans and censor Americans at a higher level. I mean, this is the final authoritarian takeover. And then they say, oh, and by the way, the right-wing racists, they're working with the Russians to blow up the power grid. Even though it's the left cutting off the pipelines that's been caught attacking the power grid and that is legislatively trying to shut it all down. No. It's the right wingers want to get rid of your gasoline car. The right wingers that shut down the Keystone Pipeline. The right wingers that shut down Alaska oil drilling or drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. It was Vladimir Putin with Alex Jones and Donald Trump that are cutting off the energy. That's right. And again, the Easter Bunny is real. But the reason this is so horrible is, as I've been saying the last 2.5 years, when they say the right wing with the Russians are about to blow up the power grid, they're getting ready to do it. And now Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, local news stations, all the same propaganda. Those right wingers you heard are all terrorists. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're about to turn the power off. That's right. And they've got some wound up crazies, you know, they'll have shoot at some of the facilities and they'll say it's some right wing militia guy. And then that's the pretext. That's the final pretext before they take down the grid and devalue the currency and bring in total martial law and then release another virus. And then it'll be 100 times worse than it was before. So here we are. But hey, the fun part is all the left wing that wanted this, they're even more unprepared for the hell they're about to enter. So judgment's here, and prepare for them to take down the power grid and blame us and start World War III to the next level. So everybody prepare to die. Love you.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, try iodine exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I really hate to quote Emperor Palpatine here, but it's really the proper quote. Everything I have foreseen is unfolding. Everything I have foreseen is unfolding. And it's unfolding exactly like I said it would, because I know the enemy. I'm immersed in the enemy's mind. And God's given me discernment. But I got to be completely honest with you. It's not hard to make a prediction about these people when you realize they think the public is completely mindless and completely stupid. So they roll it out in phases and pre-program everybody. But listeners, I'm sure you've heard me talk about this till your ears bleed. But regardless, this morning I asked the crew to get our archivists to go back in the last 2.5 years where I predict specifically the globalists are going to target the power grid and blame the American people /Russians. I specifically said they're going to claim that the right wing, who are now Nazis, according to them, so not just they're going to call us Nazis, who cares about that? We know that's a fraud. It's a designation with the government to come after us and to imprison us. I mean, this is run by a leftist think tank spy grid, the ADL, outlawing their political opposition. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is a 10. I mean, this is Soviet purge stuff. This is Nazi purge stuff. I mean, this is the stuff of takeovers of societies, the stuff of Venezuela, the stuff of North Korea, the stuff of Communist China. So in the first press conference in January of 2021, Jen Psaki and Homeland Security, we played the clips here over and over again, got up on TV and said, all of our opposition are white supremacists. And any white supremacist will be outlawed. And we are going to have directives with Homeland Security for all the agencies, including the CIA, which again is illegal domestically, to go after them because the number one threat is white supremacists. And people said, well, this is ridiculous. It's like MSNBC calling everybody a white supremacist or saying Trump says he hates all Mexicans. Never said that. You laugh at it because it's like saying, oh, I'm a Russian agent. Ha, ha, ha. You know, it's not true. You laugh. They don't care. The agencies come after you. It's just the pretext they need to declare open season on America. So then in June of that same year, now 2 years ago, right at 2 years ago, they put out that Homeland Security directive, executive order by the president, saying the number one terror threat and the main directive of Homeland Security and U.S. agencies is not China, not Russia, not open borders, not human trafficking. It is right-wing white supremacists who are imminently going to attack and are the number one terror threat and the number one crime. And of course, statistics don't show that. It's one of the rarest crimes, but they just said, no, it's the number one crime. You see all of the news now. White supremacy is just everywhere. It's like raining out of the sky. And then they define it as questioning lockdowns, questioning forced injections, questioning open borders, questioning censorship, questioning election fraud. And then they added on to that since then, questioning the Afghan withdrawal, white supremacism, officially. So if you complain and say global warming isn't real, they now say that's white supremacism. And it's all over the news. Oh, white supremacist conspiracy theorists targeting meteorologists by emailing them and arguing with them that CO2 isn't bad. This is all over the news. It's just like, oh, you don't believe in global warming? Well, you're a white supremacist. You're a white supremacist. I mean, and then now they put up this report last week or 2 weeks ago with the State Department saying, yes, we're going to have all the agencies target the white supremacists. All white supremacism will be banned and we'll prosecute them. What's the State Department have to do with that? And thank you, ADL, for designing this. And then they say, and we are going to, again, go after anyone that's a white supremacist, and everything is white supremacist. So the last big piece of this, as I've explained about 1,000 times, no joke, okay? But when I saw this today, this article came out today, it was like a punch in the stomach. And we'll put the Kelly McBreen article on screen. It's at InfoWars.com. One in the middle of the night, I'm having to move back to the front page of InfoWars.com. False flag alert. Mainstream corporate media is putting out a Homeland Security report that it's imminent that right-wingers working with Russia / white supremacists are going to blow up the power grid and plunge us into total darkness. And then they tell you how easy it is to take down the grid. False flag alert, media and Homeland Security warn right-wing extremists or Russia to attack power grid. So there you have it. Now, I'll go into this in great detail this hour, but do I need to go get you the, no exaggeration, 500 times at least? So, I mean, I say it about 3-4 times a week. And this has been over 2 years. Specifically, that they're going to blame right-wingers working with Russia. Exactly those words. And we'll find it probably today. Post the site. Now, you understand, this is not a drill. This is not a joke, okay? The New World Order wants to destroy this country. They need to blend their political opposition while they do it. And so the main move would be a massive limited shutdown of, say, one of the five grids in the U.S. I don't think they'll hit the whole thing at first. They'll probably bring down the East Coast. So I think they'll get more hysterical and beg for tyranny more. Or maybe the West Coast. They'll hit it. Or they may even hit somewhere like Texas and the Texas grid that goes over six states. You know, teach us a lesson. And then say, we've got to shut down the internet to stop the cyber attack that's loading it into the computers with the Stuxnet type system and or whatever BS they make up, because they're already pre-programming this. We will have to shut down the internet to stop the computer virus. And this will be far worse than COVID and will destroy civilization, but better than the never working again. So they've already done their martial law test with a virus. Now they're going to do it with a computer virus. And then they're going to blame their political enemies while they're at it and then piss off the public and then have some weird 27-year-old computer hacker nerd who's on meth that they've had in a dungeon for 2 years brainwashing him. He'll have no memory. He'll come out and say, yes, I launched the cyber attack. I did it because of Trump and Alex Jones. I mean, it's already prepared. It's already ready. Guaranteed. The guy's in the laboratory right now, you know, with headphones on, a face mask on, being programmed, don't even know who he is. They're ready to roll him out. They can launch tomorrow. They can launch next week. They can launch in 6 months. But they've got patsies loaded. They've got everything prepared. The whole thing's scripted. Because when you see Klaus Schwab and the globalists running around everywhere saying, it's imminent, the power grid's going to go down, but don't worry, we're going to take over and shut the web off. And when we turn the web back on, there'll be internet IDs, a global social credit score to protect you and stop the hackers. And now they put you into the internet control, they shut all their opposition down, they demonize their opposition, and they can get you trained that the power is going to be going off more and more as they shut off the power plant, shut off the coal mines, shut off the grid. And they say, oh, it's the right wing has been attacking. That's why none of it's working. Oh, your electric car won't charge. There's no power because the right wing, they're attacking. Goldstein, you know, is in the computers. Attacking. That's why this is all happening. Well, they shut off the pipelines, while they shut off the grids, while they implode the borders, while they ship in more people. This is all a post-industrial world for all of us. But all their government groups and all of their corporate reservations, they all will still get power when it's off your area. It's already set up where they're essential. So they'll get power, but you won't get power. But then again, there'll be this metaphor or this background noise that, oh, it was all because the right wing attacked the grid. But who's attacking the power grids worldwide? The left. Who 2 years ago when Texas had didn't have enough power and told the coal plants, you can't get an emergency authorization to turn the power up when the power was going down? The feds. So they're the ones shutting it down, but that's not even the issue. The pre-programming by Klaus Schwab and the globalists, the cyber attacks are imminent. Your whole way of life is going to change when this happens. But don't worry, we'll take the internet over and have an internet ID to control you once we have to shut the web off to protect the grid for a few months or a few years. And then once you accept the new system, you'll be allowed back online and you'll back to your Netflix and back to the rest of it. And then the final piece was the right wingers and the Russians are the ones that are going to cut the power off. So now they've got the final piece as they roll out that Americans are terrorists and the ADL is God, and now they're preparing the false flag.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation. Plus, these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support. But regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock. Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who
autocrats only understand one word. No, no, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my country.
We say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
America, and the people of our once great nation, have a decision to make. And this decision will really decide the fate, not just of our republic, but the world itself. Our country has had an intelligence agency, private corporate coup, take control of it entirely in the last 30 years. It was in partial control before. They know the American people are waking up, so they're trying to outlaw their opposition and demonize us as terrorists and divide and conquer the country with race war systems. And now they're saying with zero evidence that the right wing is imminently going to launch cyber attacks with the Russians to bring down the U.S. power grid. But they've already pre-programmed it all that they want to take down the power grid to then blame it on outside enemies as a pretext to then bring in a shutdown of the web, and then a web 3.0 that's totally controlled with internet IDs and a social credit score. It's all been beta tested. It's all prepared. It's already rolling out in Europe. It's already rolling out in Australia, New Zealand. It's already in China. It's already in South Korea. It's already in Singapore. It's the end of freedom as we know it. You call your opposition terrorists. You call them white supremacists that are killing everybody, and you stage some false flags and blame it on the right wing. Those are coming. Whenever you see Hispanics or anybody else kill other people, they're always a white supremacist. When a guy from East Asia runs in with a truck, looks like an accident, into a barrier, they lay out a Nazi flag and say a white supremacist attacked. They're saying basically all crime is white supremacist now, total lies, while suppressing the real crime statistics. But this issue of the power grid is so big because it's really one of the last pieces. When you see the globalists saying that a cyber attack is the next big thing, we've already taken over the medical system, Klaus Schwab says, using the virus. It's been a great opportunity for power and control. He said it. Bill Gates has said it. George Soros has said it. We've got a clip of that. We'll play next segment. That it's allowed an authoritarian power grab through BlackRock and the big corporations with these systems to take full control of society. But now they want control, not just with the ESGs. They want full control of the power grid itself, and they need to attack it themselves, not just infrastructure-wise by shutting off pipelines, shutting off smaller companies, shutting off competition, and vertically integrating the system. But now they need to fully jerk our chain and turn it on and off again to make us bow down to whatever their demands are. And it was Enron in the 80s and 90s came up with this plan. This is in congressional testimony for the carbon taxes, for the ESGs, for all of it. And they famously would turn the power off in different areas of the country, particularly the West Coast, and then say, oh, sorry, we've got to charge you triple. There's no power. And it was all made up. So it's, again, training you that there's artificial scarcity, training you that you don't always get energy. I mean, look at South Africa. They used to have energy 24 hours a day. Now they have like 4 hours a day. That's all done by design. But the elites in their areas that are essential, they've always got power. So we're being brought into the post-industrial world. And what's going to piss the public off really mad? They stage some false flags and blame people. Most people see through it, especially when it's just so ridiculously done. Just came out, FBI report, San Bernardino, what the local news said, all the witnesses said, three white men in tactical gear shooting the people, false flag. It looks like the Muslims were like involved, but there was other groups, and we just reported what the local news said at the time, what witnesses all said, and now it's in the FBI report came out last week, that okay, there was other people involved with police weapons. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on here. So I've got a bunch of clips. They're up on Infowars.com. I'm not going to play them all here, but CNN, CBS News, you know, everywhere. It's the right wingers, those damn Nazis, those evil people, they're just causing every problem. You slip on a banana peel, it's white people. Now they're going to blow up the power grid. They're not going to burn down a bunch of cities, mostly peaceful protests. They're not going to go around to the knockout game, and they're not going to go around and have 45 armed robberies in one day in Chicago. No. But just, this isn't reality based. This is just okay, the power grid's getting ready to go down, and we'll have a new system after it goes down and take full control of your life. And we all have smart meters in your house watching you and controlling what you do. And darn it, those evil Trump supporters, man, they knocked the power out in the Midwest for 2 weeks or 2 months. Or who knows where they're going to hit. But they've told you it's following exactly as I said. Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen it because it's all pre-programmed. Again, how do I know when Chevrolet is coming out with a new electric car? Well, they run the stupid ads everywhere. You can't miss it. Okay, so it's the same programming. It's like advertising, preparing you. Oh, my gosh, the grid, it's going to happen. And then when the grid goes down, they go, how did Klaus Schwab know? It's like Bill Gates. Oh, we'll be imminently hit with a new virus within a year that it happens. And he's running drills, the exact same thing happening. I mean, it's all there. And if they get caught releasing the viruses or whatever, they just go, oh, no, this is just a drill, not a battle plan. It was just a drill, even though it matches it word for word. And they do it over and over and over again. And so they're going to hit us with everything. And a lot of people have decided just to go along with this because it's so scary. Compliance with this will destroy everybody, our way of life, our independence, our security. This is insane. This is a circular firing squad. And people have to come to grips with the fact that I don't just magically predict what's going to happen. I know the enemy. If you just looked at this, you would know what's going on. Let's go ahead and play a minute and a half clip of Klaus Schwab 2 years ago saying the cyber attack is imminent and will make COVID look like a minor inconvenience compared to how horrible it will be when everything shuts down. But then in his own literature, he wants to shut things down and says, wasn't COVID good to let the birdies and bees to be left alone by all of you? You will eat a bug, soon you'll have nothing. Soon you'll own nothing. Soon you will like it. I ain't going to do it for you. So here it is.
The young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, half of this cabinet, are actually young nobles of the world.
Right.
So if we penetrate the cabinets, the change is not just happening. The change can be shaped by us.
We have to prepare for a more angry world. How to prepare? To take the necessary action to create a fairer world. I see the need for a great reset.
So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had and everything will be normal again. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
There is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
COVID-19 also helped legitimize instruments of control.
19 also helped implement control.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007, worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together. that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR, of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know that there were a bunch of drone attacks in Moscow last night, and there were, you know, mobs of racist youth beating up Marines that get in fetal positions and just all the rest of this, and massive human trafficking and debt default news, and oh, there's a big article, top of Drudge. The global elite met at Bilderberg Group to save you from depopulation. The AI is going to kill everybody, but world government and the Bilderberg Group is going to save you from the depopulation that they're obsessed with. That is their goal. Oh, and global warming is going to make more viruses come out of the jungle and kill you. Not in labs. No. The right wing with the Russians is going to turn the power grid off. But the jungles are going to make a new virus come, and not one they cook up in a lab, and it's going to kill you. See how it all works? And Bilderberg, to help get the system set up with AI takeover, that's been on their agenda decades ago, was to replace humans. Now they met a couple of weeks ago, and there's big articles about
human extinction. But don't worry, the global leader meeting to save you and protect you. Oh, thank God they are. And the UN's going to help stop the human trafficking they publicly run. But out of all this news, I'm going to get on Schroeder's take on it. This is really the biggest, because the total pre-programming, we talked about this yesterday, the analogy of a jigsaw puzzle that's got 500 pieces. When you're first building it, it's hard, it takes time. But as you find more of the pieces and put more together, it becomes clearer what it is, what the image is, what you're doing, and it just accelerates exponentially. So we're down to the last 10 pieces. I said that yesterday. Well, this was the 10th piece going in. So now there's 9 pieces. Okay? And I'm not saying that literally, but it's an allegory. They pre-programmed cyber attacks, will bring in their global government, their cashless society, and the end of the free internet as we know it, the internet ID, and that they don't know who's going to launch it, but it's imminent, so get ready to have the lights turned off. This will be their new stress test of the new world order to force us onto the new system. The last one was the whole COVID hysteria, the poison shots, and testing medical tyranny and euthanasia, and the rest of it. I have said for several years, I believe the next one will be a cyber attack coupled with another viral release, this time a more powerful virus, and then even more powerful death shot. And people will want their internet back on, they'll want the electricity back on, and then they'll have to tune in to local government transmissions and things, and they'll do whatever they're told. And because they don't want to admit they're under attack, they want to get deeper into the tyranny until they're in a FEMA camp. And so, and they've built lots of those, and then they've now set all over the world. It's the same program worldwide. Remember the UN World Treaty all being signed on to? If you don't agree with the new lockdowns coming, you're a troublemaker. We're going to lock you in the COVID camp indefinitely. Oh, so it's a camp for our behavior. Got it. Canada, that's come out. They're getting ready. The UK, they're building more, because, well, I mean, we can't have people complaining the lockdowns to stop the virus. And if you are against that, you go to the camp too. But if you behave and take your shots and sign a waiver, you're going to get a shot and they're going to let you out of the camp. Now, the waiver does say it can kill you. And remember, illegal aliens are exempt from the shots. And it even came out in New York City. The illegal aliens are exempt. They can go to school. They can go to work. No shots for them because they don't want to not have them come here. They won't come here if they have to take the shot. They've been told you don't have to take it. You're special. And then they give special lots out to certain groups that they want to get rid of. So this is all not with a firing squad, but with a loving liberal needle. All planned, all prepared. And because the public can't admit you're in a horror story, you can't admit something bad's happening to you, you go into Stockholm syndrome, mass Stockholm syndrome, and it's game over. So I'm going to go ahead and start playing these clips, and I'll get Owen's take on this. This is a big deal. Now, no one said in the last 2.5 years the right wing with the Russians are going to hit the power grid. They started floating 6 months ago, the Russians might hit the power grid. And I said, watch. Before they even said that, they're going to blame the right wing working with the Russians. Because, I mean, that's the obvious next step. I mean, they say the number one crime is white supremacism, the lowest crime in the U.S. Literally, it's almost non-existent. It's, some of it happens very rare. They don't care. They just lie. And it's the same thing. So now the right wingers are going to blow up the power grid. That's right. So let's go ahead and play. Oh, there's so many of these. Let's go ahead and play. There's so many. Go ahead and play the shorter CBS one. Go ahead and play. Pull up my video list here. There's so many here. Yeah, let's go ahead and play clip 2. Here it is.
Homeland Security is warning of a potential troubling escalation in tactics from right-wing extremists. Catherine Herridge has more on this, and she joins us from Washington. Catherine, we understand the power grid could be a target.
Good morning. According to the intelligence report obtained by CBS News, these groups have developed credible and specific plans to attack the power grid since at least 2020 as a way to disrupt the country and the ability of government to operate. The report warns extremists adhering to a range of ideologies will likely continue to plot and encourage physical attacks against power networks, which include more than 6,400 plants and nearly a half million miles of high-voltage lines. While the bulletin emphasized small-scale attacks are unlikely to cause widespread power loss, it may cause disruption to critical infrastructure like hospitals and police departments. Homeland Security noted several indicators, including online chatter. While the report does not suggest an imminent threat, the Homeland Security Secretary has warned lone wolf actors and small bands of extremists are among the greatest domestic threat because they are hard to detect, disrupt, and can mobilize quickly.
All right, Catherine, got it.
So I told you in their documents years ago, and then publicly in the last few years, we played the clips already, cyber attack is imminent. It will bring in our total control. But then they blame us for what they do. Remember, they're not just saying the terrorists, the right-wingers, or with the Russians are going to blow things up. They're cutting off the power lines. They're cutting off the infrastructure. They're cutting off the Keystone. They're cutting off the oil drilling. They are, this year for the first time, investment in, quote, green energy surpassed oil. They're not even buying new equipment for oil drilling. They're not giving out permits. It's collapsing. It's collapsing. They're killing the grid, and they're giving you a bridge to nowhere with electric cars, which they admit they can't even manufacture enough to replace a third of the cars. Plus, there won't be power, but it won't matter because, again, the right-wingers are going to take it out. Owen, I 100% nailed this, but it wasn't hard. But to see them, and I got a bunch of these newscasts, to see them preposterously, when they're the ones that openly say destroy society, Extinction Rebellion says blow up the power grid, they've caught a bunch of leftists attacking power grids, but you know they're infiltrating some of the militias and groups. And the feds are guaranteed trying to create militias. We know they've done this in Michigan and places, not demonizing militias. The feds and the militias, whenever I say this, go, Jones is a fed. There are no feds and the militias. That's the fed in your militia telling you there's no feds and militias. Guaranteed they're pre-programming, trying to find some useful idiots to even talk about blowing up a power grid so the feds can blow up the power grid. This is going to roll out. I believe it's imminent, Owen. This is maximum red alert. What do? Skip the network break.
Well, I've got a lot of responses. But we already have the knowledge, just like what happened in Michigan with the fake plot to kidnap the governor, run by 17 federal agents. Of the 21 men involved, 17 were federal agents. One of them, the lead agent, ended up being a woman abuser, a female abuser, abusing his wife, his spouse, because she didn't want to go to an orgy that apparently he was into. But before we even get to the responses, Alex, this is the same intelligence, and you know, Catherine Herridge, she knows better. She knows better. And you know, it's sad that she goes on air and spouts that propaganda for money when she knows better. She's up there running government propaganda. Because she's called out the intelligence agencies before, Alex. We're supposed to rely on the same intelligence that said the Hunter Biden laptop was fake, it was real. The same intelligence that said Trump-Russia collusion was real, it was fake. The same intelligence that said weapons of mass destructions in Iraq, they weren't there. This is the same intelligence now that's been lying to us for decades and caught, everybody knows it, it's now the same intelligence telling you that right-wingers are your biggest enemies. But let's talk about responses. Because I'm sitting here thinking, okay, we know they're going to try to blame this on us. We know they're going to blame this on right-wingers, Trump supporters. Is it to this point, Alex, where maybe we, I mean, it's kind of a joke, but maybe not really. Like, do we just film ourselves 24/7? Like, I'm not even kidding. Should we have a 24/7 camera on Alex Jones? Let's watch people live Alex's life. Let's watch people live Owen Schroyer's life. You want to see? I cook my own dinner. I wipe my own ass. I drive myself to work. I work 10 plus hours a day. I go to the gym. You want to see what these right wingers are really all about? We live normal lives. So it's like, do we just sit here and film our lives 24/7, Alex? Because you know they're going to try to blame this on us. They're like, these people are scheming. They're plotting. And it's like, no, actually, you can see everything I've done for the last year. It's just live on camera.
Oh, and let's expand on that. You know, it's funny you say this because I'm not attacking the crew. They're great. This is really my fault. I should give them the headlines for each segment, and I do that most of the time, but I didn't do it yesterday. So I did that whole hour on the ADL, literally standing there with the State Department, the CIA, watching us and posing as right-wingers to demonize us, and the headline comes out, learn how the ADL is going to frame conservatives as being racist white supremacists. No. This wasn't me begging, saying I'm not really a racist. ADL, don't be mean to me. This is how the intelligence agencies are literally demonizing their political opposition and having a psychological coup over the country to label us the enemies, to literally come after us and literally put us in death camps, okay? I mean, that's literally what the left says they want to do. They've set up the COVID camps. They're getting it all ready. This, the ADL and the CIA and the FBI are rogue organizations. They're not American organizations. They are literally lying, funding extremist groups, caught running terror attacks, caught breaking into police stations, caught engaging in all sorts of illegal activity. And they're labeling us Russian agents, racists that are going to be violent. We're going to blow up the power grid. And then we sit here and say, we're innocent. We're not bad. And for 7 years, they've been saying we're Russian agents when they made it all up. They should all go to jail. They had election meddling. They've had a coup over the country. They've been caught lying, demonizing the American people to outlaw us when they need to be outlawed. And so we have to come to that point and explain. Americans have all the free speech in the world they want. But when organizations merge secretly with government agencies, take them over, spy on the people, then harass the people, set people up, put people in prison, look at Jan 6, all the rest of it, look at the Whitmer kidnapping plot, and then rig these trials, this is how the country goes down. And they're beta testing it in Michigan, in D.C., these weaponized courts, and now admitting they're going to roll it out against everybody. This is the end. So, folks, you can bow down to the CIA and the FBI. You can bow down to the ADL and say whatever they want and give them donations and kiss their ass and cut your kids' genitals off and do all the sacraments of their control. You can decide to get on your knees and, hey, forget you are a countryman. May your chains set lightly upon you. But as for me, give me liberty or give me death. I am not going to sit here and bow to these psychotic control freaks that know exactly what they're doing with the criminal methodology of control. Obviously, none of us are going to blow up the power grid. Obviously, conservatives are the lowest crime rate of any group. Obviously, the left has said, go out and be violent. There have been people shot and killed and maimed. There's three articles on Infowars.com today about people getting shot, people getting killed, people getting their eyes knocked out because they peacefully stand 100 yards from a Planned Parenthood. And then they gave a guy that where people were going door to door handing out pamphlets about pro-life. And so the guy shot the lady and he's getting no jail time. The judge is like, I understand why you're mad. It's good that you shot her. Okay. I mean, so they're burning down buildings. They're shooting police. They're killing us. They're trafficking children. The borders are wide open. They're saying, go out and confront us at gas stations. Senator Paul's got ribs broken and punctured lungs. Scalise is shot. They tried to kill the whole conservative group at the baseball game. I watched CNN, Wolf Blitzer say, people are saying this guy's a hero. And they were nodding. Yes, he's a hero on CNN saying the guy that went and shot those people was a hero. So they're violent. They're attacking us. They got their group all spoiled up. They're trying to cause a race war and then sitting there because we don't want to collapse the country and we just want prosperity and security saying we're going to blow up the power grid and we're Nazis and we work for the Russians. I mean, this is ridiculous and it's out of control and they're going to steal the next election just like the deputy national security advisor just admitted. The Trump administration 2 weeks ago on Fox that the very same CIA, FBI that is election meddling, that is manipulating, that is blocking stories, that is surveilling is getting ready to do it again. Do it again. Just like the border's wide open and hundreds of thousands of kidnapped kids have been brought in. A lot of them put into sex slavery. And the average Border Patrol agent hates it and is blowing the whistle. Federal judges hate it. Most FBI agents don't like it. But whether you're a citizen and a talk show host or whether you're an FBI agent that investigates bank robberies, everybody is below the power structure that just does whatever the hell it wants. And so now the power structure knows we're all waking up to who they are. So what is their answer? Declare us terrorists? I mean, come on, people. And so a lot of folks see this now. They go, yeah, we better shut up and just go along with this. Folks, don't be stupid. Don't be a fool, ladies and gentlemen. Your own instincts, your own common sense, understand, only gets worse. Every time the globalists tighten down and we don't push back, it gets tighter and it gets tighter. We push back, it gets looser. We have got to push back, and that means the info war, and we've got to be aggressive about this because I got to tell you, Owen, it's not about tooting our horns because it's not hard once you have the perspective and know how the enemy thinks. But, I mean, my Lord, the pre-programming of cyber attack, how it's going to make COVID look tame, how it's going to bring in all their controls, and how wonderful it's all going to be. And then the final thing, and the archivist is going to find it. Listeners all know I've said this probably 500 times in the last 2.5 years, that once they say the right wing with Russia is going to attack the power grid, that means they've taken it out of the warehouse, the whole program, and they're rolling out the program. So that means the treads are turning. They're rolling this son of a you-know-what out on our ass. And folks, again, just like COVID targeted the old people and all the rest of it, and put kids in masks and all the bacterial pneumonia and all the cognitive problems and all this, there's the same program worldwide. They are rolling this out. They want to turn your power off. They want to destroy consumption. They want to destroy all the small businesses. You will be non-essential. You won't have power, but all the government districts and the big corporate districts are wired where they get the power. This is them jerking our chain, playing games with us, needing an excuse and a pretext. They already locked folks up, your family, and killed them on ventilators for money. And it came out, it was a plan worldwide. They've already tested this. They're already euthanizing. Remember when they said the hospitals are so full, we're not going to resuscitate somebody if they have a heart attack because we don't want to take them to the hospital because COVID's so bad and the doctors are so and the nurses are so outgunned and there's such a 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And then they were partying and having sex while they had special floors and special areas where they were murdering people, in many cases with fake doctors and fake nurses, and no one else was allowed in the hospital. Whether you were in Australia, Germany, or the U.S., Canada, it doesn't matter. It's a worldwide evil plan to see what they can get people to do. And now they've got AI smart devices that watch their minions and see who'll perform. And so they're just sifting through the military, sifting through the police, sifting through the agencies, through the medical systems, through the legal firms, and finding who is soulless, who will do whatever they want. They're panning for satanic gold. And now they're building their armies of Mordor, ladies and gentlemen. They're literally building them and rolling them out and then openly saying word for word what I have told you, that when they come out, okay, we told you cyber stuff's imminent. We're getting all the power from it and give you internet ID and the internet will be off for a while, but we'll shut it off to protect the grid because that's how they're going to attack the web. It's the right wingers with the Russians. Damn that Putin. But when we come back, there'll be a new internet ID and it'll work again, maybe a few weeks, maybe a few months. If you get in line or a trusted internet user, like your trusted flyer, you'll be able to get back on in a few weeks. But just please, ladies and gentlemen, let's go through the crisis. Just don't question us. We're arresting the right wingers that knocked the grid out. And we're sending them to facilities for everybody's safety. You'll get your power back on. Just help us identify anybody who's against this. And now they're running Homeland Security ads. Look for the right wingers. Who doesn't agree? Who doesn't want to take a shot? Who's questioning the official story? That's a terror. They're the ones. That neighbor, the reason your power's off is because your neighbor is going around telling everybody it was the government. Just call us and tell us who they are. And then, and again, it's not just that they don't even know who's resisting. They want the neighbors to get involved in tattling so that then the neighbors will tattle on them later. And it's all of us against each other. Then they've got us and they win. I mean, this is the classic signature. It's out of the open and we have nailed it once again, exactly, precisely what they're going to do. People, are you insane? Are you insane? We are literally in the car, in the apartment with Jeffrey Dahmer. He's drugged us now. And before we fully pass out, we could just jump out his window. We're going to go down two stories, probably break our arm, but neighbors will see, the cops will come. I mean, I'm starting to pass out of a Jeffrey Dahmer's house. I see him coming to put me in handcuffs. I'm through the window. And I don't mean literally, folks, but it's like Jason Bourne, the first Bourne movie, when he jumps out the window to get away from him. I mean, that's where we're at. Just through the window. I mean, this is it. Owen Schroyer.
Well, and we have this balance, Alex, and people will tune in and they love the Alex Jones energy and the personality, but it's this balance between, hey, we're here every day to get the news and have the political discourse that you won't have anywhere else, but also we are the front lines of the resistance, meaning we're going to be the ones hit with the flak. We're going to be the ones hit with the first, armor piercing bullets and explosions on this information battlefield. And so it's like this, Alex. They tried to blame you and Donald Trump and others for January 6th, myself included. And so what did we have to do? Well, they saw every single text you ever sent. They saw every single text and email and all of our data, literally every single one of our communications. And guess what? There was nothing there because we're lucky if we can even plan a breakfast meeting with our head straight. Okay. So they go through everything. We had nothing to do with any violence. We were always peaceful. You called for peace that day. We just wanted to speak at an event. down in D.C. And so, yeah, they wanted to frame us. They wanted to frame Alex Jones. There was nothing there. There was no plan. They went through all of our communications, folks. They had to admit it in major syndicated stories how, yep, they went through Alex Jones' messages and there was nothing there. And, yep, we followed Alex Jones' activity on January 6th and he actually called for peace and tried to stop people from going into the Capitol. That drove them nuts. That was like, thank you, God. Like, thank you, God, we didn't fall into that trap and lose ourselves. So it's like, now that we have that experience, let's get ahead of it before they try to frame us for whatever next false flag that they're going to run. So aside from that and just getting too berserk here.
That's what I want to explain to listeners. They're framing all of you. Anyone that doesn't want open borders, election fraud, or new lockdowns and forced injections, this is official, is a terrorist. You don't give into that and say, oh no, I'm for lockdowns. I want four shots and I want open borders. Oh, please don't say I'm a terrorist. The people saying that are the terrorists. They're the bad guys. That's what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. And meanwhile, Ray Epps in his text messages, yes, I orchestrated the break-in at the Capitol. And the committee's like, that's okay. You said that. Yeah, I rammed signs in the police. That's okay. Yeah, for 2 days I ran around and said, going to the Capitol. Well, that's okay. We should sue anybody that says you should be looked at. You're good, but let's indict Owen Schroyer.
So I just, like you said, it's all of us.
You're still facing trial.
Yeah, I will be in court in D.C. in less than a month from today. That's correct.
Call him in, I'm on air. So, I mean, it is just totally insane. And this is what I'm trying to explain to listeners. This is real. You see it. All I can say is we're going to start the next hour. I'm going to open the phones up. Owen's going to drive shotgun. I got a bunch of other clips, a bunch of other big news stories. But we're taking calls specifically on the cyber attack and the pre-programming and how obvious it is and your view on this and what we do to stop this, because they want to take the power grid out to break our will and bring in total control, but then he's might have blame to do it. And it's on, ladies and gentlemen. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And I'm so resigned in all of this. Look, all I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it, and it's having a bigger effect than ever. And we really are the tip of the spear, so I'm very blessed and honored. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full spectrum CBD oil, so good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our ultimate krill oil, ultimate fish oil. You really need Turbo Force and our clean energy. Everybody needs X3, the tri-iodine. That'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also back in stock, the essential oil infused charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste is over the top. Excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment. We have the ultimate tooth whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste infused essential oils back in stock. So toothpaste back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us. Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the coral calcium tooth whitening and the activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Let me try in 5 minutes to summarize what a deeply analytical and, quite frankly, spiritual diatribe from Alex Jones tried to encapsulate for you here on this Tuesday, May 30th, 2023 Alex Jones Show transmission. The same people that tell you white supremacy is a problem or white racism is a problem, those are the racists. And let's try to be full spectrum as far as all the follow-up commentary may be concerned. I'm not claiming to be a victim because I'm white. I'm simply telling you the people pointing the finger at white people saying they're racists, those are the real racists. And there's all kinds of examples. Like, for example, what just happened at the CUNY commencement speaker talking about fascists and racist systems and how bad the NYPD are. It was so egregious that even the Liberal Democrat Mayor Merrick Adams had to come out and respond and say, no, this is not the message we need for our future. Quote, we cannot allow words of negativity and divisiveness to be the only ones our students hear. This isn't the only graduation where you see anti-white bigotry, like what we saw at Howard University from Joe Biden, where even the black American graduates started filming and saying, why am I getting lectured? Why am I getting a political speech? Why am I getting a racist speech? Why am I getting a divisive speech? Why am I getting a political speech from Joe Biden at my graduation ceremony? This doesn't feel right because they know it's propaganda. Let's look at the situation with Target in the last week. Some conservative activists, some Christian activists don't like the fact that they're selling sexual propaganda to children and having pride section for kids at Target. You want to take your kid to Target to get him a new t-shirt, what have you? They have to walk by a whole aisle of pride nonsense, sexual propaganda aimed at infants. At infants. And so then they have a big uproar. Oh my gosh, conservatives, Christians upset over the pride aisle in the children's section at Target. But where was the outrage when the left was rioting in the name of Black Lives Matter, in the name of Antifa, supported, promoted, endorsed by the Democrat Party and their friends in the media, so violent, so destructive, so dangerous that 175 Target stores nationwide, 175 Target stores nationwide had to be shut down. That's not right-wing violence. That's left-wing violence. That's Democrat violence. That's liberal progressive violence. How much violence from conservatives has shut down a single Target? Not one. But where's the outrage? Where's the story? Now, that's at the grassroots people level where the propaganda reaches. But look at the intelligence agencies, the ones so-called intelligence agencies, telling you, you need to be concerned about Trump supporters. You need to be concerned about right-wingers. The same intelligence agencies lied to all of us, folks. They lied to all of us about weapons of mass destruction. They lied to all of us about Trump-Russia collusion. They lied to all of us about Hunter Biden's laptop. So it's very important, and I think we've almost reached this point thanks to the big COVID scam being exposed. Yep, they created COVID in a lab. Yep, it got released. Yep, they covered it up. Yep, they sold you a vaccine that they knew was faulty and deadly. And we all witnessed it. And now that same group of people want to run another global propaganda, domestic propaganda campaign against you. That's why it's important to understand who the hypocrites are, where the double standards are, so that we can properly prepare ourselves for this next false flag that certainly is going to bring the United States to its knees for the global government.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the first hour of the Alex Jones Show in the books, and that's about as Alex Jones as it gets. Sitting back down, working on the road, is Alex Jones here joining us now. We've got loaded phone lines, tons of news, tons of video clips, and as Alex rejoins the show here, you know, Alex, I tried in 5 minutes to properly put this in a box with a bow on it for the American people. The good news is, and I think you might agree with this, the stress there is, there's a bit of a stress relief. We talked about this yesterday because it doesn't just have to be the voice of Alex Jones. It doesn't just have to be the InfoWars platform. There's so many reinforcements arriving. The information we talk about here every day, a lot of the American people, it's already into their consciousness, whether they fully understand it or not.
Let me expand on that. A lot of stations only carry the second, third, and fourth hours. We probably need to recap for all the new viewers that just came on and new listeners. I'm going to recap it here in about 2 minutes, but I want to hear your recap of what we covered last hour, Owen, and how big this is, and of course I know you agree because we've talked about it, that this cyber attack thing is their next big move, and that when they say that the right wingers, that they've now rolled out as the number one terror threat with no evidence, all we have is evidence of the feds trying to create violent right wing groups and provocateuring them. When they roll it out and say the right wing with the Russians, that's the key combination, because I predicted that as their next move in the last 2 years, literally hundreds of times here on air. When they say that, and it's been put out as a U.S. Homeland Security Bulletin, CNN, CBS News, ABC News, it's everywhere. When they do that, you know they've loaded the gun and chambered around, and they're pointing it right at our head. And when I talk about our head, the American people said that the COVID attack was an attack on humanity. This power grid attack is going to be an attack on humanity. This is their big move. This is the big enchilada. It's the next phase, and they love to brag. Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab love to tell the world at those conferences what's going to happen next because they're all in on it. They love the power. They're agents of this. You're watching. It'd be like if Spectre in the James Bond movies basically got so successful it began to take over the world. At a certain point, they would start having press conferences and be there and do this. Well, It turns out that, again, Ian Fleming was the deputy head of MI6, OSS. He was high level in OSS before MI6 was created after World War II. And he wrote these books and gave interviews and said, no, this is off of what I learned and what I saw. Secret meetings in the Alps of ultra rich, trying to set up terror attacks and control to bring down societies. And it's all George Soros. And then about 7-8 years ago, one of the new James Bond movies came out. There was even an article saying MI6 contributed to it and basically said it's based on a composite of George Soros and Bilderberg people. So even intelligence agencies are involved in movies showing you, and it's this weird thing where they're for it, they're against it, but then they're guilty, they're part of it. So there's a fight between the private intelligence agencies and the governmental ones, but really the corporate ones are above them. So they tattle on each other and don't want one side to get too strong. And then now it penetrates the cabinets. They're getting ready for cyber attacks and openly saying that the political opposition that's smart, that are the adults in the room, that just want security and prosperity and freedom and just raise our families and God forsake and leave us alone. We're white supremacists. But again, I explained this yesterday. A lot of people missed the subtle nuance because it wasn't subtle. They missed it. I guess it's nuanced in ways. This wasn't me up here saying, please, ADL, stop saying I'm a Nazi. Don't paint the American people as Nazis. That's mean. I'm not really a Nazi. You're God. You're the authority. Please don't wave your magic wand and say I'm bad. I was saying you are criminal with Homeland Security and the CIA and State Department publicly saying you're labeling the entire Trump populist movement as Nazis. That is going to demonize. I mean, if you think the media calling everybody Nazis for years and white supremacists didn't legitimize a lot of the real Nazis in some people's eyes, that happened. It legitimized in my eyes because I could see the dialectic here, the Hegelian manipulation. But, I mean, now biting off more than you can chew, the Homeland Security, after all the censorship and surveillance and election meddling, with the ADL, is going to come to the American people and say, we got a new script for you. You know Red Skull and Marvel Comics and Captain America? Captain America really is Red Skull. And you're all Red Skull. Your grandfathers and people, they were never in World War II. No, 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 no. All of you, because you love your country, you are white supremacists now. So agree to that. Can you imagine the cojones, the chutzpah of that? And when I said to Jewish Americans who are great people, who I know the ADL doesn't speak for them, listen, if there was some organization that claimed it spoke for me that was doing stuff like this, I would say you need to stop because this is so destructive. This is a desperate, crumbling deep state that's tried to call us all Russian agents and tried to call us all that. And now they're going to jump the shark and say Donald Trump, whose grandchildren are Jewish, Donald Trump that goes to the Wailing Wall, Donald Trump that was the biggest friend of Israel ever, they're going to say he's a Nazi and we are. You people are bonkers. Boop, 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 boop. You think, I mean, and again, the high. Know exactly what they're doing with the dialectic, okay? And so does the ADL. Here's the key. The ADL, when they hype up all this real anti-Semitism by labeling censorship and control and tyranny and saying white people are all inherently bad and open borders are good and America's bad, when that creates a major backlash against Jews in general, what's going to happen to the ADL? Well, they're the saviors. And they'll get even more money and more power and more control protecting the Jews literally when they are doing the exact thing that will create real mass anti-Semitism by labeling the unpopular collapsing New World Order government and saying it's run by Jews and they're the ones doing it. Labeling Jew, 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 Jew on every topic. Hey, we shouldn't have human smuggling. That's anti-Semitic. Hey, we shouldn't have fentanyl coming across. That's anti-Semitic. Hey, I think there's some election fraud. Anti-Semitic. Hey, I'm against this war. Anti-Semitic. Hey, I'm against, you know, I mean, folks, think about the magnitude of how ridiculous this is. But that's a dialectic where you take two or more sides and collapse them in and have the historic, it's an art form before the supercomputers, but system of how those waves are going to hit and the new form they're going to create. And so they're just alchemy manipulating all these sides in to get the destabilization and all the insanity and the race war and all this craziness. Black Lives Matter is run by the CIA, folks. It's run by the deep state. It's all come out. They don't represent black people. What's their main mission? Have black men cut their genitals off. Well, that's really your friend. We speak for black men. Cut your balls off. That's their main mission. In the black nuclear family. Oh, that really helps black people. That destroys everybody. And now the ADL, yes, the right wingers are going to blow everything up, and they're the number one terror. And what is a terrorist? What is a white supremacist? Someone that questions open borders or elections, or is white. Someone that doesn't like whites being called inherently evil because of what color they are. That's totally racist. They're the terrorists. They're everywhere. They're the bad ones. Imagine it's making the American people who are smart but still only third dimensional on average, they're going to see that and become highly offended. Owen?
Well, and let me just pause for a second here, Alex, because you've been on the front lines. We're basically like front lines berserkers here with tinnitus and limbs hanging off. But, I mean, let's just pause for a second to reinforce positivity. We're going to win. Now, I'd like to have some self-preservation and not be destroyed in the process, but the people are going to win. Now, I would make the sports analogy like this, Alex. I'm desperate to win a Super Bowl. I'm desperate to win an NBA championship, but the other team has a play that they're going to run to score a touchdown or to score a basket. And so that's like what we see right now with the globalists. Okay, they ran their pandemic play. Now they're getting ready to run their cyber attack, attack on the power grid play. So it's like we're just kind of sitting here in the huddle, you and me, the audience, the crew, and other activists, and we're saying, okay, how are we going to stop them to win? How are we going to stop them from winning on this play? We know the play they're going to run. What are we going to run defensively to protect ourselves from being defeated in this play? We're up against the break, Alex. Let's talk about this on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Keep this transmission on the air, folks. You don't get this information anywhere else like you do right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out. The gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Inside the New World Order now, and it's just going to get more insane from this point on. I really try my best to be completely honest and steadfast and love everybody who stands for freedom and have a Big Ten approach. But the globalists want divide and conquer, and that's the name of their game. Owen Schroyer riding shotgun with us here today, doing a great job. Owen, I want to get to the phone calls, but the point you just made is key before the break. I can sit here and tell people what's going to come next, and I can sit here and tell people what the enemy is planning for all of us, and we can sit here and watch it all come true because this is all I do, studying them. We have all the top experts on and all these great callers and yourself. And we really, when your head's in the game, you know, you start to learn how it works. We don't just say these provocative things for attention. I mean, we really know the enemy. So we directly nailed it in the last 2.5 years, hundreds and hundreds of times. We'll bore you with the clips if you like. They're getting them right now. You've all heard it. That they're going to do power grid attacks and blame the right wing, quote, with the Russians. Now, two things are happening. Either I've learned their complete battle plan by studying them, or they're doing what I say. Well, that's a good idea. No, they're not. You know, they're like, oh, that's a good idea, Alex. No, they blame everything on us. But they don't come out first and say, oh, the right wing's going to do it. First they introduce, oh, the power grid, it's going to go down. We may have to turn off the internet to save the power grid because the hackers are going to attack the power grid through the internet. We'll shut the web off, you know, to save it. And just keep it used to, we shut the web off when we want. We have a new web ID and it's all set up and ready. So just accept it and everybody get on board and we can let you back on the internet. But those that don't, you can be hackers. We can't let you on. Okay, see how it works? So it's all just very 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 out to, you know, the numbers are just how they walk this dog out. This dog and pony show is so simple. Once you're conscious and realize they're the bad guys in control, and they brag about it. So now they have openly said what I said they would do when they're getting ready to do it. I don't know if it's this month or next year up for the election, but Owen brought up the key here though. Okay. So we know they're doing it. We know they're behind it. We know they're playing. We have their damn playbook. And so we have the playbook, so we know by the formation they're putting out what play they're going to run unless they do a trick play. And because they can always know we got their playbook, make it look like one formation or another play. But the issue here is they think we're so dumb, and they're also such a big organization, they don't usually do trick plays. They just go with what they're pre-programming, and then they stick with that narrative. But they could do trick plays every once in a while, they do. So, Owen, well, how do you think we stop this? Instead of just sitting here and watching the train wreck, there's time to stop it. Listeners share this info. They make it the top story. Other people get on board. I mean, yes, that's what we're good at, is creating the first analysis and the talking points that are reality-based that counter the big lies. But what else do you think we should ask listeners this question? Because we're on this topic, folks. We loaded the phones up. I want to be clear. We're on the topic of the cybersecurity attack and right-wing false flags, how they're going to blame us. Okay, that's what we're talking about if you called in. But, Owen, how do we stop this?
Well, I think this dovetails off the realization of what was done to us in the name of COVID-19, a virus made in a lab, released, and then all of the worldwide tyranny we saw in response, including the forced injections that were deadly for hundreds of thousands of people. I think we dovetail that off the realization that now everybody in even Rasmussen polls, these are neutral polls, folks, they don't lean left or right, and it's the realization that Americans have had that no, January 6th was not a violent insurrection led by the Proud Boys or by the Oath Keepers. The media and the Democrats and the federal government is lying to us about that. Or you could just look at what's been done since the Hunter Biden laptop story came out, where now most people in polls again say, yep, we got lied to about the Hunter Biden laptop story. If I would have known the truth, I wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden. And now even same neutral polls say, nope, actually Donald Trump is the victim of criminal activity. He's not the perpetrator of criminal activity. So it's really dovetailing off that understanding, getting the American people to understand, just getting it into the consciousness that the true corruption we're dealing with is not from right-wingers or commentators on the internet or anything else. It's from the established government, from the established media that's been lying to all of us for years. So it's really getting that understanding to the American people so that when the next big event happens, they're questioning it immediately. It doesn't take them a week. It doesn't take them a month. It doesn't take them 2 years. Right out of the gates, they're saying, you know what? The same people telling me about this are the same people that have lied to me for decades. So I think that's the obvious answer to this. Now, the thing that's a little more difficult is, okay, maybe we can get this understanding from the American people. But where are our leaders politically? Where are our leaders in the Justice Department? Where are our leaders in the FBI or anywhere else? This is going to be the linchpin, Alex. This is going to be the difference because look, the American people, at the end of the day, this is our republic. It is we the people. But as we've seen too much in the past, Alex, the power is coming from the executive branch. The power is coming from the federal government. And the American people just kind of have to sit here and take it. So when are we going to see some real leadership in Congress? When are we going to see some real leadership at the FBI, at the executive branch? This is what we've been missing for so long. I've got some hope with individuals like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jim Jordan and Paul Gosar and Byron Donalds and Lauren Boebert and so many others. We've got a lot of FBI whistleblowers out there, but I don't think it's enough yet, Alex. The fact that nobody's gone to jail for the giant COVID scam, the fact that nobody's gone to jail for the Trump-Russia collusion scam, the fact that nobody's gone to jail for the internet censorship and the Hunter Biden laptop story scam.
That only encourages the deep state like a degenerate gambler. Even though they're losing hearts and minds, they're going to keep betting and keep escalating. Just like the Russia war keeps escalating. And I'm not for Russia. I don't like what the globalists are doing either. It's just insane. And the whole world's going into crisis. And I've even seen big articles out of Atlantic Monthly and Fiona Hill, big globalist. She came out and said, the world's turning against America. We've pushed too far. No one's buying what we're saying. We need to come up with a new strategy. She's loyal to the New World Order. She's saying, look, we're really hated. Let me explain something. And I don't tell these stories again to toot my horn. My wife last night said, this is getting scary. Any little restaurant, any place we go, any little snorkel place, the side of a beach, literally, it's like 80% of people are listeners. And they're like, oh, I was listening to Owen. I noticed you're out of town. It's blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, let me call my husband, you know, take a picture with me. I mean, literally, men, women, children, black, white, old, young, mobbed. Thank you so much. You've been proven right. We're awake. I used to be a liberal. We're awake now. I mean, and my wife's like, this is actually scary. She's like, I mean, I was at a buffet line that was, you know, yesterday, and it was like 15 people in the line, and 10 of them were listeners. Not just, oh, I know who you are, 10 of them. And then we go sit down, and we couldn't even eat the food. Like 20 people came over in the place. It was like almost everybody in the restaurant. And my wife's going, wait a minute. Almost everyone is a listener. She's like, what the hell is this? I mean, this isn't like, oh, somebody's a movie star. They know what you look like. They saw one of your movies. They are listeners. Because I'll ask them, oh, really? You listen? Yeah, I noticed you're out of town. We love Owen. We love Harrison. We really love Owen. And it's like, well, when are you going home? Well, in a couple of days. And it's like, because I want to know that this isn't just, oh, I saw a funny YouTube video. They're wherever they're getting the show. And again, it's not about Alex Jones. I'm just a gauge. And I'm telling you, the New World Order is in deep crap because they tried to make me the devil. They tried to crucify me, and because of prayer and perseverance and support and God, God turned these attacks into victory. I want the globalists to know you are screwed and you need to stop now while the getting's good.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, tri-iodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info. Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation. Plus, these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support. But regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax, not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of other huge news. Drone attacks on Moscow, the debt limit, the open borders, just all the insane news that's unfolding. And Owen and I are going to be covering that and taking your calls. I want to go to a lot of your calls now. right through into the fourth hour here today. And I've specifically only said this once. I'm sure callers called it on other subjects, but I said I want callers to call in on the cyber attack they claim is going to happen to bring down the grid. So they've got to cut off the internet and bring in a controlled internet. And then, of course, the right wingers with the Russians are going to be behind it because there's internet chatter sings. That means an FBI agent or somebody goes on and poses as a right winger saying, I want to know if we should, you know, blow up the power grid to stop the New World Order. And then somebody comments, who's another ADL operative or Southern Poverty Law Center or a crazy person. Yeah, let's blow up the power grid. And then boom, chatter, the right wing's going to blow the power grid up. And the FBI follows that report. And then now they get all this funding and stuff while the left's actually attacking the power grid. And Extinction Rebellion says they want to get rid of the power grid. And the left's been caught blowing up the power grid and shooting it up. But that's okay. Because, again, it's all white supremacism. So it's a big, 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 big deal. And, again, I'm going to go back to this. During this last break, I was thinking, man, do I harp on the fact of how popular InfoWars is too much? No. Listeners, I'm going to say it again for the thousandth time. You aren't a public figure. You have anonymity. That's beautiful. But you aren't prominent, so you don't know how popular freedom is. Believe me, I go around in public, all I get's love. 99.9% of the time. And it's not just like, oh, I walk by 100 people and five of them are listeners, like in the old days, and then it's all love. It's like I walk by 100 people and 50 are listeners. And it's all love and no hate. And then, I mean, folks, it's an insane on the ground poll. Doesn't matter. I can be in liberal areas, conservative areas, other countries. I mean, I'll just tell folks, I don't like to say where I'm at just for people. It's strange. It hasn't popped up in the news yet. But let's just say I'm in the very furthermost part of the United States and, it's insane. Absolutely insane that all of the natives, when I say all, it's like Fight Club. I'd say 80% of the time, whether it is a chef at a restaurant, or whether it's a police officer, or whether it's a bellhop, or whether it's a surf instructor, they're listeners. And then I got invited yesterday to go hang out some of the head honchos, and I'm probably going to, that's why I extended my stay a couple days. I'm going to go hang out with them today. So I'm going to hang out with the head honchos who cannot stand Zuckerberg, any of it. I've been given the total inside scoop, confirmed it all. Wait till you learn all this. But the point is that it's like Fight Club, folks. So I want the New World Order to know, and they know how to track all, they know I'm not bluffing. They know we're not making this up. Folks, the New World Order is as popular as cockroaches. Or as cat turds, okay? I mean, they are not popular, okay? They're as popular as gonorrhea. They're as popular as brain cancer. But as Owen said, they keep doubling down because they're still in a position of authority. But when they screwed the pooch was with the COVID. That's what finally, I asked, well, what finally woke you up? Because a lot of them say, I used to be a big leftist, used to be brainwashed, not anymore. I mean, I get it from so many prominent people. Country music singers and rock stars and movie stars. I'm not saying they're more important, but even they're like, man, it was the COVID thing and how you and your guests predicted it all. And I just felt wrong and they lied to us. Now I research it. I read Robert Kennedy's book and it's just, now I know I got to go to war with these people. And I know prominent people, husbands and wives are splitting up over. They're like, you want to believe the New World Order? I'm done with you. I mean, oh, you took the shot? I'm done with you. People are finally realizing, like Owen keeps saying, this isn't going away when we sit there and kiss its ass. This isn't going to leave us alone, folks. You can't hide from this. But I go back to that, Owen. People are incredibly awake and incredibly pissed, but they also are optimistic because they see the awakening too, and they say the New World Order is going down. What do you say? Then we'll go to calls.
Our ultimate challenge, or let's say the Alex Jones challenge, is it's the old saying of dead men tell no tales. Well, it's a little different now in the 21st century. It's they want the phenomenon to be censored men tell no tales. They didn't expect this audience to be growing. They didn't expect Alex Jones to be on air every day. They didn't, hell, even me, they didn't expect us to still be on air hosting multiple shows here at InfoWars. So they thought this message would get silenced. They thought they could have the phenomenon of dead men tell no tales, but they failed, Alex. The message has gotten out. This transmission is still on air. And the information that we put out there has seeped into the American consciousness, and you're talking about being a gauge for that, just living your real life. So they're going to pull their play. They're not going to stop it. They're going for global domination. I mean, it's not like they're not going to follow through on their plans. And so, again, the challenge is to say, how are we going to be prepared? Are we going to be in the proper stance? And are we going to have enough of an overwhelming response to this whenever they do shut down the power grid that they're not going to get away with their lies? But Alex, isn't the ultimate irony of this the fact, and I've got a stack of it in the news today, the ultimate irony, oh, it's terrorism to shut down the power grid. That's the entire New World Order's plan, is to shut down the power grid. Their entire plan is to turn off the energy. They're already doing that in the United States of America. There's all kinds of stories over the weekend. Most expensive Memorial Day weekend ever. Well, why is it the most expensive Memorial Day weekend ever? Because they've shut off your energy. When they cut access to energy and they make it more expensive, everything gets more expensive. So how ironic is it?
That's how they control people. And they said we're going to make energy way more expensive to make people poor, get rid of discretionary income, so we consume less. Americans just take water out of the tap or electricity is just, it's a given. No, folks, it's all going bye. All right. I've been raving. I know we got a lot of callers here. Owen, go ahead and take us to our first caller.
Sure. Let's start with Simon in Florida. Simon, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hello there, Owen and Alex. It's a pleasure to speak with you again. You've just hit upon the crux of the issue here, is that already in the European Union, with the Ukraine conflict, they've tried the concept of demand destruction. And they did that by raising electricity prices 300-500%. And they found that even with the governments begging people to cut back without completely shutting down industry, they were only able to get about a 15% reduction. And obviously, this kind of demand reduction has been tried in California with kind of water restrictions during the drought era, telling people they couldn't water their gardens and so forth. So the next key concept that they have to implement is supply restriction. Now, if they really wanted to turn off the power supply for the United States, I'm not revealing classified information here, but it's been well known and investigations for many years now. There's essentially 18 key massive transformer points across the United States. But if you were to take out a large number of those 18 key points, you could plunge America into darkness for 2 or 3 years, and lots of those replacements would come from China, assuming that they were even willing to sell them. So if they're doing a cyber attack, it's because they don't want to have no power for 2 or 3 years. But they're going to need a common foe for the American public to accept this. And so just as Hillary Clinton used to use the phrase, never let a good crisis go to waste, they get to hit two birds with one stone by saying it's the Russians who did it, and we're going to need to reduce the electricity supply to individuals because we're in now an open conflict with the Russian Federation. And in doing so, they'll then be able to hit the SDG goal for responsible consumption, which is the code phrase for rationing, which is this year's theme at COP28 in the United Arab Emirates.
Well, there's no doubt they want to use Russia as the boogeyman. And that's not to say Russia is perfect, obviously, Alex, but Russia wants to have control of its own destiny. And Putin understands that if he takes the knee to the globalists, that Russia will lose that control.
Owen, I want to go back to Simon, because this guy's been calling for years. He only gets through every 6 months or so. He is a genius, and I mean that. His analysis is so good. I want him to start over and take his time on this, and we're going to put his call at the front of the full show when we archive it to band.video today, because something's really good. I want to put it at the very front of the show, so put a note, guys. Start over, Simon, and give us a big picture here. I'm so glad you're here. And because you call before, you're always dead on. You have a way of crystallizing and condensing it down and say what I say in an hour in like 5 minutes. But just the way they pre-program this, and now this rollout that the right-wingers with the Russians, exactly. They don't want to take out the 18 transformer points that are in the congressional reports that came out 10 years ago and 4 years ago where they recommended, what, $4 billion that they could have a stockpile nearby with backup transformers. Even a solar flare could take out some of these. We don't have backups for them. So it was $4 billion last time that the Senate report, it was like $3.8 billion, I believe. And Congress said, no, we're not going to have backups for this. So imagine, it's like if you had a pacemaker and they said, we're not going to have a backup part, your pacemaker goes out. Well, I mean, you die. So this is insane. So they'll spend hundreds of billions in Ukraine, but won't spend $4 billion to have a stockpile of backup transformers nearby in case whatever happened to them happens. And then they advertise in the Senate report where the 18 points are. And of course, 18 would take down the whole country. You could have a team of 50 dudes take out half of them in a day with 50 caliber rifles, whatever. And again, I'm not saying something that's secret. It's in the Senate reports. 50 cal has only been used in one criminal activity, a robbery of an armored truck. And I'm not letting secrets out here. 50 cals are great guns, but they are meant to destroy infrastructure and material. They're an anti-material weapon, not an anti-human weapon. They'll kill a human. They're not designed for that. And so they're for special forces to go take out power grids and things like that behind enemy lines. The issue is the good guys aren't going to do bad stuff with 50 cals. I got a couple of them. They're fun. The issue is the baddies know what to do, and the baddies run our government. So start over, Simon, and lay this out, because they don't want to actually take out their infrastructure. They want to take it out digitally, so it's just a big scare, so they can then get internet ID in the name of protecting the power grid from the evil right-wingers.
Simon, go ahead.
Okay, then, gentlemen, thank you for giving me the opportunity to expand upon this. People are obviously aware now that most houses have got smart meters on it. So that's essentially giving the government the ability to modulate or constrict your actual electricity usage. And so in order for that to be tolerable and for people to accept that their supply is going to be restricted, that there would otherwise be great political opposition to, it's essential for the existing authorities to swing public opinion by simply identifying a common or dual foe, which is clearly what they're intending to do. Exactly as Alex has said, if the desire was simply to black out America by causing total loss of power, there are certain key points that could be physically attacked by, you know, simply supplied and moderately trained foreign forces in order to have a devastating effect. And it is true that just like we're putting power lines underground in order to adequately shield them from a solar flare, it's been a conscious choice by both the U.S. authorities and the power corporations to not spend the money necessary in order to future-proof the utility system. But, you know, this goes to the point that we're increasing our reliance by trying to decarbonize the national power grid of the United States, do away with coal, do away with natural gas, do away with gasoline, in order that everything is dependent upon electricity. And one can see that not only does this make us extremely vulnerable to foreign attacks, but it also puts us at the mercy of a continuing benign government who aren't going to use even the cyber facilities available in order to then constrain every single modern activity of the American population.
That's it, and that's why they want electricity. It's not just the chips in the cars they can turn off, but they can just turn off the electricity anytime they want or restrict it, which they told them during the blackouts in the last, you know, 8 months or so in California. Don't charge your electric cars. We don't have the power. So we have all the metrics. There's not enough lithium and the rest of it in the world to replace half the cars with electric cars. They don't have the material. They cause more carbon to make one. It's all a fraud. There's plenty of oil, plenty of coal. That's an unlimited thing, basically, especially when it comes to coal. So they are artificially creating a paradigm where they're making us totally dependent on electricity and not having any backups in the grid. Clearly, we see America being maneuvered into a position where the technocrats, not the Chinese, not the Russians, but the globalists can hold us hostage, and that's why we're being put into a one-crop economy of artificial scarcity, not enough electricity, is because they control it.
That would definitely seem to be the case, and it's clearly intended to be rolled out worldwide because they're having their international conference the last week of November, first week of December this year, and the theme of it, and people should look this up, COP, C-O-P, number 8, COP 28, and then responsible consumption. And that is the code word for rationing. It's basically to go back to World War II style rationing. And then that will then transition into an individual carbon limit, where you're only allowed so much carbon usage per month. And the person that they've put in as the head of the World Bank is the guy who introduced that and introduced it on credit cards whilst he was the head of MasterCard. It's all being done.
And now already the airlines and the energy companies are already putting it on your credit card in the statement. Oh, here's your carbon. Would you like to pay an offset? So they're already getting it ready for it to be the law. And this is all ESG controlled. So for listeners that don't know, we're putting on screen what Simon's talking about. This isn't our opinion. They are admittedly bringing in responsible consumption, which they admit is, quote, like rationing in World War II, but a carbon credit ration. They're officially proposing that. We're not extrapolating this. This is the plan. Go ahead, Simon.
Well, indeed, it is. The documentation is out there for people to read. It's just unfortunate that many people, their lives are so busy and they're often working two part-time jobs to make ends meet that it's very difficult for them to sit down and go through, you know, hundreds of pages of documents in order to find out this information. And obviously that's why Mr. Jones and Owen, you know, you guys are so critical. I'm glad to say that I've actually now been picked up by a few organizations, and I've got a volunteer producer who's on Twitter. He's actually broadcasting when I go into these in great detail. On Twitter, he's at Jason Q Citizen and the number one, Jason Q Citizen One. And we've deliberately timed it that those broadcasts do not conflict with any of InfoWars' schedule.
Oh, I don't care. In fact, Simon, you've called before, and I've tried to get your name and number. I think we did. I want you to be a contributor. I'm not trying to scalp away from that guy. We're not in competition with anybody. Plug the show again. Plug what you're doing. But Simon, we should get all your info and you know, vet you so we know who you are, even though you're really smart. We should get you to be a contributor. And if you don't mind showing who you are, you can Skype in and actually be on the shows, because we want to take all the human intelligence out there and just magnify. That's why I have all these other shows on. I promote all the other shows. Our goal is to get everybody up and running. Our goal is to become obsolete because people are so smart and so informed. So get Simon's name and number again. We should have Simon on as a guest, sometime later this week or next week. In fact, let's set Simon up for a full hour and he can have his guest host on if he wants with him as well. And let's do that. So say, the show you contribute to and how people find it again, Simon.
Mr. Jones, that's very kind of you. Unfortunately, there seem to be one or two staff members who are the bottleneck and are rather reluctant to have me appear more frequently with you. I could name them in private. And obviously,
I mean, they're good folks. There's just so many guests and so many people, believe me. It's just because there's just so much going on. But you know what? You know what, Simon? Give me your name and number, and I'm going to have them text it to me right now, okay? So I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold. And then these guys just give me his name and number. Thank you. But Simon, go back and plug the show again.
So, it's a volunteer producer from an Australian radio station who's literally kind of like, you know, working in his early mornings in order to put on a show that's now being broadcast on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube until it's undoubtedly banned from those sources. But it seems to be reliable on Twitter now at Jason, J-A-S-O-N, Q, the letter Q, then the word citizen, like American citizen, and then the number one, Jason Q.
Okay, citizen. Great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's talk soon. That guy's always so smart, nails it. Want to get him on the show more. We won't spend 10 minutes with all the other callers. We'll never get to you all. But Owen, your comments on that, and let's go to some more calls.
Well, he points out the obvious, and the big story is actually what's been going on in Europe when it comes to the energy shutdown, because it's been much worse in Europe than it has here. And as Donald Trump accurately predicted. If you allow Russia to be your main supplier of energy, well, now you're going to have all kinds of different problems. So with the energy prices going up in Europe, folks, the energy prices going up in the United States, that is by design. That is by design. And as Simon laid out, it's all about a social credit score. It's all about this rationing idea. And that's why the lies of global warming are so important, Alex. That's why they have to protect their lies about global warming to such an extent. And I remember, I guess it was the year 2000 or 2001 or 2002. I can't remember when Al Gore came out with the documentary, An Inconvenient Truth. Well, everything in that documentary, if you go back and you watch that Al Gore quote unquote documentary, you'll notice that everything he says in that documentary is inaccurate. We've now had it been tested by time. It's totally inaccurate. And I remember, Alex.
Well, I mean, they say the polar bears are going extinct. They're the biggest population of them ever, 50,000 in North America alone. But I mean, let's just expand on this. This is a power grab. It's feudalism. It's total control of energy. They're doing it. And the average person says, why are they spending 30 minutes on energy? Folks, they're about to cut the power off and then blame us for it while their policy, as Owen said, is shut the power off. So this is a big, big deal. It's their plan. They're all exempt from it. They decide who gets low energy. They decide who gets a lot of energy. Energy is everything. Energy is food for machines that run our system. And so it's just, and speaking of that, food is what we have, to energize ourselves. So, you know, gasoline engines drink gasoline. You know, wind turbines get turned by wind and then, you know, turn a turbine that creates electricity. We eat food. And John Kerry officially came out and said it's time to shut down most of the farms. Plants growing is bad and that nitrogen's bad. Nitrogen is the most plentiful thing in the atmosphere, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. We are carbon based. Now they're, I mean, I said first is carbon dioxide because it sounds scary. It sounds like monoxide. I said they don't say H2O or water because everybody knows water's good. But now they're going after nitrogen, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to get rid of the farms and cut the food off. So, yes, they're creating the artificial scarcity. This is classic feudalism with some disgusting gargoyle that flies around on a private jet. The answer is don't support globalist corporations. Don't support their systems as much as you can. Support independent media. If you're a TV viewer, you see them on screen. We'll play the clip next segment, and then I promise, Owen, I want you to take a call every 2 minutes. No matter what I say, just shut me off. Bam, bam, bam. You got loaded phone lines. We'll take a ton of calls next hour. This is insane, but just briefly, we're not funded by the globalists. We don't own, ESG, carbon exchanges. We don't have these donors. We have you, and we got products you need while you can still get them. Get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy. Get X3, the highest quality iodine, the missing link. Get Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. Get the amazing CBD oil we have for your neurological system, joints and bones and more. Highest quality, full spectrum. Get the nitric boost to clean out your blood. All of it. Infowarsstore.com. Get a Trump for political prisoner shirt. Get an Alan Jones for president shirt. Those are limited edition. With what we've got is sold. They're gone. Because the new thing is we have shirts for a few months. They're limited edition. They're gone. We're not going to carry hundreds of shirts anymore. We don't have the funds. We just have limited edition. They're gone. Want those? Infowarsstore.com. Get a Great Reset book. Great Reset, The War for the World, or get a signed copy, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's the number to call and order product or ask questions. The number to join us on air is 877-789-2539, and we will come back with Out of the Break with John Kerry, and then we will go directly to your phone calls with the great Owen Schroyer. And I'll be co-hosting tomorrow. And then I'll be back in ATX after that, hosting straight through. And a lot more coming up. A lot of big announcements. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You know, it's really satirical and dark comedy until you realize how dangerous it is. Imagine if aliens showed up and said, carbon is bad, we're getting rid of carbon. You're like, what? The trees are carbon. The plants are carbon. The fish are carbon. I'm carbon. Well, yeah, we're going to get rid of carbon dioxide. It's bad. Well, that's the life-giving gas along with oxygen. Well, we're doing it. And now it's what plants eat. It's nitrogen, and it's toxic, and it's bad. It's all just made up. The Netherlands is a tiny country, produces the third largest producer of food in the world. They've already shut down 10% of the farms. By 2030, it's going to be like 60, 70%. And they're just doing it. People like don't believe this. They're like, no, now it's here. Here's the monster, the Frankensteinian creature, John Kerry, telling you that it's for the environment to shut down farms. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's a real environmentalist, one of the biggest ever, has come out and said this is all a power grab and it's feudalism, which is what it is.
We're facing record malnutrition at a time when agriculture, more than any other sector, is suffering from the impacts of the climate crisis. And I refuse to call it climate change anymore. It's not change. It's a crisis. We're beyond.
To start, they do a 2-year lockdown in the third world, shut all the farms down, starve everybody, cut off the fertilizer production, saying it's bad, pull back bank funding for farms, create a worldwide food crisis, which causes the third world to collapse, and then he acts like global warming did it, just like the virus came from global warming. No, it came out of your Wuhan lab. So all the problems they create in the climate crisis is the worldwide crisis they're creating that gives them more power, which gives them more of their agenda. Play this eugenics mass murderer, James Bond villain right now for the people so they know who their enemy is.
We're facing record malnutrition at a time when agriculture, more than any other sector, is suffering from the impacts of the climate crisis.
It pauses again.
And I refuse.
Again, they're the ones that say there's too many people, but they're worried about malnutrition that their policies directly cause. Continue.
Change anymore. It's not change. It's a crisis. We're beyond the concept of just change, and we can manage the change. And without action, millions of lives and livelihoods are going to be at risk. There are scientists who will tell you today that the probability of a large portion of Africa that is a huge food supplier to the continent could implode in terms of its agricultural capacity if we don't get control of what we're doing. 15 million people are dying every single year around this planet as a consequence of greenhouse gas emissions in the atmosphere, in the air, which travels around and drops in the form of pollution and is warming the ocean at record rates, changing the chemistry of the ocean itself. Without action, millions of lives and the livelihood of the planet is at risk. In parts of the world, climate crisis has now cut growth in agricultural yields by as much as 40%. And at the same time, food systems themselves contribute a significant amount of emissions just in the way in which we do the things we've been doing. Though this conference over the last 2 days, I know, has been really grappling with sort of how we change that dynamic and what we do. But with a growing population on the planet, we just crossed the threshold of 8 billion fellow citizens around the world. We just crossed that in this last year. But emissions from the food system alone are projected to cause another half a degree of warming by mid-century on the current course that we are today.
And instead of being food, that'll save us.
Able to hold the Earth's temperature increase to 1.5 degrees, we're actually on a course to hit around 3 degrees right now. And I say that to you folks, coming from...
We're supposedly going to be underwater by 2017.
...who've done analysis within the oil and gas industry itself, who have come to that conclusion based on their modeling.
Oh, yeah, right.
So that's not some, you know, fly-by-night operation.
No, that's you cutting the food off and then saying food production's down because of global warming. You lying, murdering sack of garbage. Burn in hell. We'll be right back.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits and the Lancet Medical Journal admits that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, tri-iodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
Boy, it's awfully enraging to listen to that absolute scumbag, John Kerry. That does a disservice to scumbags. He's worse. But, you know, they sit here and they use Africa as the example. Folks, Africa could be industrialized. Africa could be unleashed. They've got energy. They've got resources. Africa could be a blossoming, blooming metropolis utopia. I mean, say what you want about Saudi Arabia and UAE and others. Notice they are expanding. They are growing. They are building. They are innovating. Whether you like what they're doing with it or not, that could be the entire continent. The globalists don't want that. Because if Africa can be built to succeed, and if Africa can be industrialized, and the African people can prosper and have a high standard of living, well, then their entire system is done. Their entire system is shot. When you see that free market industrialization lifts the standard of living, then the entire thing is kaput. So they have to keep Africa down. That's why they killed Gaddafi. That's why they removed Nigerian presidents. They cannot let Africa succeed. So that's why they always use that as the example. And they always want to global scale it so that you don't feel like you're part of your local community, or you don't feel like you're part of your state, or say your nation state, your sovereign nation state. No, you're on this globe now. And so everybody has to be on the global government together, because we're all sharing in this climate change, which is just a total scam. Even if it was going to go up a half a degree in 100 years, sounds pretty good. Let's heat it up. Before we take your calls the rest of the hour, and that's what we're going to do here on the Alex Jones Show, phone calls the rest of the way until the next guest, Maria Z, takes over. Understand the psychology of these control freak authoritarians, Bill Gates, John Kerry, the like. You probably want control of your own life. When you think about control or authority, you probably just want control over your own life, authority over your own life, whatever that means, your work, your family, your day-to-day activity. That's where your authoritarian mindset that's in most human psychology begins and ends. You just want basic authority over your life. That's why we have the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. You have authority over your life. Self-government. So I always use this analogy because it just resonates with me, and I believe it people would understand. If you're driving, let's say you're in a rush to get somewhere, or you got, you know, somewhere to be, whatever, and you're in the fast lane, and there's somebody driving in the fast lane and they're going 55 miles an hour. It's a 75 mile per hour speed limit. They're going 55 in the fast lane. Well, that's frustrating, and they're in your way. And you're sitting there like, get out of my way. Get out of the fast lane. I got places to be. I got people to see. I got places to go. Get out of the fast lane. But that's a very local, personal experience where you feel like somebody's in your way. You're trying to live your life, have authority and control over your life. Somebody's sitting in the fast lane in your way. That's just your local life trying to have control over it. The way that people like John Kerry think, and the way that people like Bill Gates think, folks, it's not a local thing. They've got plans for the world. They've got plans for the entire planet. And you wanting to eat three meals a day? And you wanting to live in a climate-controlled house that you own on land that you can farm and maybe create produce with? That drives them nuts! They can't stand that. You're in their way. So it's not as localized and innocent as an experience like some jack-off going 55 miles per hour in the fast lane, stopping you from getting to the rest of your day. No, this is on a global scale. They've got global plans. They want the entire planet to be run with algorithms. They want the entire planet to be run by AI, everything automated with them in control, you a slave until you're useless, then you just become a battery, then you just become extinct. And you wanting to own property, and you wanting to have a family, and you wanting to have three meals a day in a climate-controlled house that you own, you're in their way. They think you're outdated. They think you're going 55 miles per hour in the fast lane. They want to run you over. So that's what John Kerry is really doing, speaking to those people. That's what Bill Gates is really doing at TED Talk, saying we need to get the population down to zero. They're sick of people being in their way. They have global aspirations to have the entire planet running on numbers, algorithms, AI that they control. And if they have to completely destroy the current civilization as we know it, then fine. Better off for them. That's the mindset. That's the psychology. These are the mad, evil, villain, control freak authoritarians that we're dealing with. Except we're not sitting in the fast lane going 55 miles per hour with somebody in front of us slowing us down, that we're law-abiding citizens. We just have to sit there and deal with it. Maybe we get a little upset. Maybe it delays our day a couple minutes. No. These people will run you over. These people will blow your car off the road and smile at the body engulfed in flames and you burning to death. That's like joy to them. So that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're going to take calls the rest of the way. But just understand, stopping man-made climate change is really about stopping man. That's it. Forget climate change. They want to stop man. You are the carbon they want to stop. You are the carbon they want to cut out. You are the carbon they want to eliminate. This is an important understanding for the humans on this planet, because at this point, is John Kerry even a human? I mean, that's like a demon alien. sitting there licking his lip. I'm going to shut down the economy. Africa's going to starve. I emit more carbon emissions in 1 week than the average human does in their entire life. But I'm here to tell them to shut it down. Sure, I look like Frankenstein warmed over, alien demon possessed. But we're going to shut down Africa. And we're going to make sure they can't industrialize. We're going to keep those African people poor and living in squalor. And then when we're done with you in Africa, we're coming to Europe. And then we're coming to the West. And if Russia thinks that they can stand up to us, and if China thinks that they can stand up to us, we'll just start a war. I'm John Kerry. I'm the good guy. I mean, it's like so obviously the bad guy telling you he's the good guy. So, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Mike in Louisiana. I'm going to try my best to just shut up and take calls now. Mike in Louisiana, you're on the air.
Just first off, I used to be active duty military. I was kicked out because I didn't take the COVID shot. They tried their best to force and coerce me to do it. I told them I was not going to do it for my religious Christian rights and my oath to support and defend the U.S. Constitution and all 27 amendments. So I'd like to first state that. Thank you so much. It's been a journey, but it was very peaceful the whole time because I had God on my side. I'll tell you this. This is a time where, you know, with the cyber grid and the power grid, if it goes down, which it more than likely will, in my estimation, people, they're not going to be able to trust the military. There's a lot of guys that I knew in the military that said they weren't going to get the shot. But when the hammer came down and they were coerced and they were threatened with court martials and all this stuff, they folded. They fold it like an origami butterfly. So when it comes down to it, everyone has to rely on themselves, and they have to be prepared. They have to be prepared by not buying electric cars. They have to be prepared by having CB radios, knowing how to grow food, and knowing how to hunt, because it can and more likely will get that bad. And what I think what I think will end up happening is not only will conservatives be blamed for the power grid going down, but on the other end of it, they're going to say, well, now that it's gone down, we're not going to be able to rely on conservatives to work in these plants or to be around it. So we're going to go ahead and boost AI and allow
AI
to control the
power grid. Mike, I'm up against a break. Hold it right there, because you make an important point I want to address on the other side of this break.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out. The gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know, Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral Fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed.
out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour group that's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You know, imagine as we show these beautiful scenic images of Earth. Most of Earth is uninhabited. We don't even know what exists in over 80% of the oceans. and tyrant demon freak shows like John Kerry want to act like, oh my gosh, it's all shot, it's all done, it's the climate crisis. You're the crisis. You and your authoritarian demon freak friends are the crisis. And so, you know, I was thinking, we got to plug, we got to fund ourselves. I can tell you all about our powerful tri-iodine formula, Survival Shield X3, 25% off right now while supplies last. I can tell you all about Turbo Force Plus. It's my favorite energy supplement. I'm not even exaggerating, folks. I try to get 1,000 milligrams of caffeine a day. It's probably a little bit more than the recommended dose. But Turbo Force Plus, my daily before I go on air every day, and it gives me 10 hours of sustained energy. But I can tell you about all that. But you're listening to this, folks. If you don't have emergency food supplies, it's just because here's the thing. There's a certain level of panic when this information starts to sink in, especially for new audience members. Rightfully so. But you can ease that panic and you can ease that mystery of not knowing, well, what's going to happen with these demons in control of the planet. Folks, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Have an emergency food supply. Have an emergency water supply. Have the ability to filter water if you need it in a situation like that. And yeah, we do provide the solutions at InfoWarsStore.com. Absolutely. Why wouldn't we? We don't just sit here and tell you, hey, these are the problems. We also have solutions that we found ourselves that we share with the audience. So we found the highest quality emergency food supplies, and we have them at the lowest price at InfoWarsStore.com. So, yeah, they want to shut down food production. They want to shut down the power grid. That's not good. You might have a little extra ease of mind. You might have a little bit of that pressure released when you get these emergency supplies at InfoWarsStore.com. 3-month emergency food supplies. year-long emergency food supplies, all kinds of different selections at InfoWarsStore.com, not to mention the water filters, not to mention the air filters. So, yeah, we are on a planet with absolute demonic entities trying to conquer it. You might want to be prepared for when these people shut the whole thing down. I'd like to stave that off. I'd like to never, ever have to open and eat my emergency food. That would be a total victory. But boy, oh boy, you'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Take some of that pressure off. Take some of that worry off. Ease that stress about living on this planet where these freaks like John Kerry want to shut off your energy and shut off your access to food. Get yourself an emergency food supply right now at InfoWarsStore.com. What are you waiting for? Now, let's go back to Mike, because this is exactly the point Mike was making. And Mike, you were getting into a little bit more of the solution. So I want you to talk about that real quick. You had the awakening. You went into response mode. How did you get prepared, Mike, as a former member of the military?
I did 13 years in the military, honorable service, and I got an honorable discharge. And one of the things that I realized right before COVID was, you know, things were not going in the right direction. I have to prepare fast. I have to make sure I have ammo. I have to make sure I have firearms. I have to make sure I have water filtration and the ability to clean dirty water by getting, like, water purification tablets, that kind of stuff. And then when 2020 hit, I remember being in the military in Fort Worth, Texas, and I was telling guys, like, look, everything's about to shut down. We, you know, people are going crazy after toilet paper. We need to get ammo, and it's going to go up, and we need to get our firearms if you don't already have them. People made fun of me. They joked about it. And then a week later, ammo went from, like, 20 cents a round to 70 cents a round, and then people were just going crazy, like, I don't know what to do. Yeah, I know you don't know what to do because you didn't listen when I told you. So, you know, the thing for me is just you can't be prepared enough, and it is much better to have the things that you need in a pinch and never use them than to need them and to never have them, because the mobs are going to come out again. They're gonna go and they're gonna take the stores. The grocery store is gonna go down.
Yep.
If you look on like the Gateway Pundit, in the last 3 years, over 100 food processing facilities have been either bombed or airplanes crashed into them. It's not by mistake and it's not a coincidence. We're being attacked from all over. And when it really hits and everything really goes down, there's gonna be a lot of desperate people out there. And unfortunately, a lot of people that are normally good, they're gonna resort to terrible instincts and actions, and a lot of people are going to be hurt and murdered, and it really sucks, but you cannot be prepared enough, and it goes back into like the United Nations and State Memorandum 7277, where they had a plan to decrease the police force and the military, and while they decrease the military, the United States military and the police force, they're going to increase the United Nations police force. And what do you think is going to happen when they start storming through different countries like the United States? Our borders are already destroyed. So we're getting to the point where we're so demoralized. Once the UN troops are, you know, on the streets and walking around, it's going to be normalized, and it's going to basically be like a movie, like, what can we do? We can't do anything, but be prepared, have hope, and trust in God. That is my number one thing. If you trust in God, you can do anything.
Amen, Mike. Amen. Thank you for waiting to make that statement. Very powerful stuff. Let's go now to Debbie in Kentucky. Debbie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. First, I want to thank Alex for waking me up in the 90s. He confirmed things I saw then. And because of him waking me up is how I am completely self-sufficient now, including my own energy supply. So I just want to thank him for that. But in all, Simon said something that made me think also. There's going to be obviously some clearly big thing that happens. Not only is our cyber, are they going to attack our internet, our phone service, but remember that 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate that went missing? That would be perfect to take out all the energy power stations.
And then you had that individual try to ram a U-Haul into the White House, that deranged lunatic who they're giving a light sentence to. It's just...
Right. Well, that was my original thought, was that was like a trial run. Maybe they'll take out the Capitol or something, make it look like that. But Simon had me thinking, if they take out our energy, our infrastructure, our grid, then they could force us into this green energy stuff. Well, it's too expensive to repair it, to replace it. Let's just go local solar panels, windmills, et cetera. You know, that's a possibility. But something major is going to happen.
Everybody can feel it. There's like a sixth sense. There's like a spidey sense. Everybody can feel it. And you know, and Debbie, thank you for the call. God bless you. And you know, look, I've kind of, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like being right. Believe me. That's why I talk for hours every day. But the whole hate to say I told you so thing is really starting to wane because, you know, I have all these leftists. They write hit pieces about us all day long. And it's just like, you know, when everything goes down and you're starving, do you think I'm going to be laughing?
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation. Plus, these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support. But regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpastes back in stock. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock. Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol.
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distraction.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
Soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do
we're
you
taking
know
calls.
What you
we're going right to the phone lines. Justin in Florida, you are live on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how we doing today?
Good, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. I just want to plug your InfoWars products. I got the TurboForce, BrainForce Ultra, and the Nitric Oxide Boost. And I tell you what, I work on a ranch 12 hours a day. I'm part owner of a hot dog stand, and I have a pressure washing business. And I used to drag. My days used to drag. And now I own the day. Let's just say it completely changed my life for the better. I can't believe I was on the fence this long and waited to order your products. I am a lifetime buyer now, and I just want to thank you guys for improving my life.
I love that success story. Justin in Florida now owns the day thanks to the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Justin, thank you so much for that.
Have a great day.
Wow, that was it. He just wanted to call in and plug the products and how they've made they've improved his life. I second that. Let's go to Kyle in New Jersey. Kyle, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Good, good. You know, I wanted to talk about, I don't quite understand why the globalists think that if they put in this cyber attack, that it's going to help them. Because all the people that, you know, are sheep and follow the mainstream media, they need the TV and the internet to even know, you know, what to do next. So when they wipe that out, they're going to be like, oh, okay, you know, these people are going to start, well, now what do I do? They're going to start talking to their neighbors, start talking to people, and I think it's only going to awaken more people. And in addition to, you know, if they want to bring in a digital currency, if you shut down the internet and then put it back on, you know, if you while everything's down, if you don't have any cash on you, you're not going to be able to buy anything. So they're going to put it back in and then be like, oh, now we need a digital currency, and people are going to say no, because what if what just happened happens again. I think there's going to be a lot more pushback after the cyber attack than they would even have right now.
You know, these are very interesting potentials that you lay out for us here today. And I think you might be onto something. The catch would be if they do or when they do implement a power grid down or a cyber attack. Now Alex explained earlier, he thinks it might be isolated, maybe one area, not the whole full-blown thing. If they do the full-blown thing, though, that's when you know it's the global conquering is on. Like, they're not playing patty cake anymore. They're not floating trial balloons out anymore. They're going for full-blown global conquering if they indeed do that. Everything stems from the digital currency. Everything stems from the digital currency. They need that for global domination. So it'll be interesting to see how they try to roll us up into that. I wonder, I mean, they may have thought the same thing out that you have thought out, Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the more, you know, if they want to go all digital everything, if they, you know, cut down the grid, it's only going to cause more pushback. You know, now people already like to use credit cards for everything, and, you know, myself included. But, you know, if they cut that off, people are going to say, wait a minute here, I'm certainly not going to buy an electric car, because if this happens, I can't go anywhere. And I'm going to make sure to have cash, and I'm not going to be relying on the bank, because I just learned I can't trust that.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt. The more they expose themselves as the global tyrants, the more thinking people rationalize that, maybe I shouldn't trust these global tyrants and all their plans. Kyle, thank you for the call. Let's go to Trent in Texas. Trent, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, Alex. How you doing, man? It's been
good.
A long time.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of good points and stuff. My main thing with this whole power grid deal is, you know, communication is going to be shut down. And like he just said, you know, we're going to have to band together communities and educate and take care of our communities and take care of other people and take care of ourselves at the same time. It's going to be pretty chaotic because, You've also got the ones that are, you know, they're just in limbo and don't care, or just, you know, live off of what they see and hear and all the lies and the propaganda. There's going to be chaos, and you know, it's the main thing is to educate and also, you know, pray for everybody, man. You gotta bring God into it. It's a spiritual war. I do it through our music, through my band and my music, which Alex helped me out when I was in Austin. He would give little speeches before our shows in three of my different bands I was in. And, you know, it was really cool to have that. It brought quite a few people around being in Austin back in the day. But just to be aware of your surroundings and know that it's going to get pretty hairy. You know, I mean, people are going to freak out. And if they're not prepared, you know, hunger has no shame. So the best thing we can do is just, you know, preach the gospel and help out your communities and help out your neighbors and the ones that don't, that are oblivious to what's going on and don't care. You know, one of our songs we have on our album, it's called EOS, End of Sanity. We wrote it many years ago, but we redid it just this last year. And I've heard a lot of people go, wow, man, that has a lot to do with what's going on right now, man. It's like, well, yeah, you know, it's insane, but the end of sanity is here. It's been here for years. That's really what it comes down to is communication. They want to take the communication out. And once they
sure,
do that.
Sure. And even that's why they want to demonize. You might not talk to your neighbor. But you might know your neighbor. Oh, my neighbor voted for Trump, or oh, look, they had a, you know, a Ted Cruz sign or a Greg Abbott sign or something. And it's like, oh boy, I don't want to talk to them. They might be extremists.
With it being so divided. Yeah. It's scary to get out there and talk to people because they immediately take offense. You know,
it's like, so it's time to just show people. Yeah. It's time to just show people, Hey, we're the good guys. I'm not saying you got to agree with all my stuff or like everything I do, but I'm not the one trying to attack you, brother. I'm the one that wants you to succeed, brother. And just living that example, I think, is going to be imperative too, Trent. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Nick in New York. Nick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Owen? honor to talk to you, man. You're an absolute legend. Love all you and the crew and everyone. Hey, my thing is this. I think Trump should be, because he is the most influential guy, speaker in general on the right, he should get ahead of this power, fake hack, false flag. And basically just say he needs to hold a rally and to say we are against any of this stuff. This does not represent the right. And he needs to call out the actual New World Order, who we know it's the Rockefeller, Gates, apparatchik, Congressman Larry McDonald. Alex has played that clip before, called him out in 83, the Rockefeller apparatchik, and the CIA and all these people. Because the problem with Trump, and I love a lot of his policies were great, but none of his policies matter. The energy policies matter if he allows guys like Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation and that whole crew, which Dr. Peter McCullough has called out, and we know EcoHealth is CIA. Dr. Andrew Huff, the former VP of EcoHealth, said Daszak told him he was CIA. So this is all CIA operation. Trump has not called them out. He still calls it the China virus. And if he gets
this is an interesting point, because Trump might understand the aspects of what he calls the deep state corruption. But I do think his foresight or understanding of the larger global issues is lacking. And if
he called Bill Gates his best friend,
if COVID-19,
he said Bill Gates is a great guy.
If COVID-19 was the test, Donald Trump failed it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like he said, Bill Gates is a great guy. He's never called out Bill Gates. RFK Jr. has wrote a whole book calling out the Rockefeller Gates apparatchik. It's Rockefeller who made the United Nations, who made the IPCC, putting out the fake Michael Mann hockey stick temperature charts that erased the medieval warming period.
Well, look, I've said this before, and let me reiterate in response to your call here. I'm probably still leaning Trump as far as my vote is concerned. I think I'm still leaning Trump. I'm not going to get into why, but I think the most important candidate to support right now is RFK. In this time and space, heading into the 2024 elections, I think RFK is the most important person to support, because we need his voice out there. And, I mean, it'd be great to see him get the Democrat nomination. I don't expect it, but that's going to be more important, I think, right now than even supporting Trump, even for supporters like me.
please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
For me here on the Alex Jones Show before the great Maria Z takes over in the fourth hour. We still got callers on the line. We go to them now. James in Texas. You're on the Alex Jones Show. James, go ahead. Very well then. Let's go to Brad in Kentucky. Brad, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, I just realized that while I was listening to the hold, that you guys discussed, you and Alex had already discussed with Simon what I was calling about. However, the why was not covered entirely, and that's because they want to link those that are vaxxed to the Internet of Bodies. And I know that was discussed a little bit as well, but that's the way that happened is because those that are vaxxed emit a Bluetooth signal. And I know you had Karen Kingston on, but I'm not sure if she actually has covered that with you because I haven't watched all of your interviews with her. But it's actually, that information is in the patents.
Well, let me ask you this then. How convinced are you that that is a real story? Because as somebody that my whole life is surrounded around this, I'm not convinced enough that that is the actual case. So can you convince me?
That the vaxxed emit a Bluetooth signal, you mean?
That people that got the COVID injection are either becoming a hub for some sort of cyber connection, whether it's Bluetooth or something else, or even have nanotechnology in them. I've seen all this stuff. I'm not convinced that that is the case.
Okay. Well, I was in your boat as well until I basically proved it to myself. At the time, I had an old phone that showed unknown devices on the Bluetooth app. On the phone's Bluetooth, actually, not an app. And once I saw these, I saw a video in September 21, and out of boredom, I decided to try it while I was with my wife who was shopping at a mall one day in October, and saw, there are a bunch of unknown devices. That's weird.
Now, where is this?
This was in Kentucky, but it works anywhere because
you said you were at a mall?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, because now that's interesting because I guess I had a similar thought process of I was at a soccer game here. They'd probably get, I don't know, like 20,000 people inside the soccer stadium. And mm-hmm. when I looked at my Bluetooth thing, I did not see an odd amount of available connections.
Well, the reason is, so all the Android phones up until right before the pandemic, they showed unknown devices. They changed the default settings and actually updated the phone, so if your phone receives regular updates, the Androids that is, they will not show them. You have to either go into your phone's settings and change them. You have to turn on developer options if it's an Android. Apple won't allow you to do it. You have to just download a Bluetooth scanner app. But if you have an Android, you can do it either way. You can turn on your developer options and set it so it will show you unknown devices, or you can just download a Bluetooth scanner. Right?
Okay, so let me just pause you right there because I want to get some other calls and just ask you this. What is the final goal with that, or what do you think the final goal is?
The final goal is, if you look at the patents, they can not only see your O2 saturation with nanosensor wireless networks, but they can actually literally connect our bodies to the Internet of Bodies. And then they can not only track you, know exactly where you are if you're awake or asleep. They can then regulate down to the nth degree the CBDCs you receive, what you can do with them. I think that's the goal. And I would like to add too that the way I know this is real is I got as scientific as I could about it. I've isolated people in rural areas where they're like in the middle of a forest, and with no other electronics on them or myself, I get an unknown device.
And this is with a vaccinated individual you're talking about?
Yes. Yes. And these are family members I've done this on.
All right. Well, this is certainly curious. I know others are completely of the same mindset with their own proof that you have. Maybe I could dig a little deeper. I'm still not totally convinced, but I think the idea, the agenda is definitely there, whether it's with this shot or the next, for certain, that is there. Brad, great call. Let's go to Greg in Florida. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks.
Hey, I want to touch on, I called in, and then you and Alex started talking about it for a moment there, a segment or so ago, about, okay, you guys are the best on supplying everybody more than information and proof, et cetera, et cetera. But like you guys were saying, what do we do, you know, instead of all of us being on the defense all the time? Because, you know, there's no justice system anymore, at least not for the Patriots. And, you know, and people talk about, oh, we got to get good people elected. Okay. But boy, by that time, I think it's, you know, it's all over. The game's already over.
So I'm not understanding. You're just, what is your point?
Well, my question, you know, if you could tell me what your thoughts are on how to turn this around a little bit and put us a little more on the offense.
Well, let me just say, I haven't lost faith entirely in the political system. I think our political system is good, as corrupted as it is and as illegitimate as parts of it may have become just in the process. I think our political system is still good. I think we should preserve it and we should still have faith in it. I mean, look, I can sit here and say my vote is completely rigged. I'm still going to go vote every time because I believe in that practice. So I don't think we should just completely throw out the system that we have. Instead, just continue to use it, address how it's corrupt, and maintain that faith in it, thinking that we can save it. But I understand what you're saying. It's like, yeah, if things are this bad, then you can't vote your way out of this. That's why I continue to vent the frustration of, where are the political leaders? Like, why don't we have anybody? And it's not even fair to say that there's nobody. There's dozens of FBI whistleblowers, if not hundreds, if not thousands. There are good members of Congress that are starting to kind of raise the bar as far as what our expectations for a good politician looks like. But yeah, we're definitely lacking in that department. And so I guess the answer is you. You are the answer. You, the listener, me, the host, everybody out there, you have to be the solution. We can't rely on anything else. So if that means becoming prepared, becoming self-reliant, whatever the case may be, that's the bottom line. All right, Greg, let's go to James in Indiana. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
The power grid will collapse overnight with all electric car stoves and heat. The federal government is retaliating against everyone that speaks out. FBI whistleblower, the government will crush you. If the government's retaliating against whistleblowers, what are they doing to the public? There's news out called D.C. U.S. Attorney drops 75% of cases, but they are going after Trump supporters. The government doesn't solve crime, they manufacture it. Alex is right. It's nothing but dirty tricks, lying informants, and manufactured evidence by the government. There's also news out called VA retaliates against 69% of whistleblowers. The government doesn't care about people they destroy, just the ones they need to silence.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I experienced that firsthand.
I got a last great product plug. If your mom's transgender and now your dad, get him hair and beard formula.
If you're a woman that wants to be a man, you're thinking the hair and beard formula might help in that department?
Absolutely. If your mom's transgender is now your dad, you got Father's Day coming up.
You know, hey, equal opportunity here. Big tent here. If you're a woman out there and, you know, maybe you're thinking about trying the men's perspective, hair and beard formula from InfoWarsStore.com. I can't guarantee you're going to have a beard like mine, but if you're not trying, then, well, there's only so much you can do to prove you're a woman. But you know, it's funny too. I witnessed this. I'm sorry to the other caller. We've got 60 seconds left. The great Maria Z is going to be hosting in the fourth hour. And I was at a comedy show over the weekend. The great Alex Stein, my friend, was hosting, and it was funny because he had this one comic up. It was I guess he was a gay man, and he was making fun of the trannies, and it was such a great joke. And he said, he was like, you know, if you're a transsexual individual or you're a transgender individual, whatever, let's say you're a man pretending to be a woman. If you're a man pretending to be a woman and you go to the shop or you go to the store or whatever and somebody calls you sir or man, maybe you're the problem. Maybe you're not doing a good job being a woman. Maybe you need to step your effort up a little bit if it's that obvious with your 5 o'clock shadow at 10 a.m. So I forget the name of that comics. It was a hilarious routine, but so, you know... Yeah, that was what I forget his name. I'm out of time. Maria Z's up next. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Sold out for more than a year.
We now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And another great product, sold out for almost a year, is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock. Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from ZMedia.com. It is wonderful to be with you all today. John Kerry has declared war on farming, and I just loved Owen Troyer's impression of him earlier. It was fantastic. A new article has been published in the mainstream media in Australia about farming in the future, and they say, quote, food will be sourced from underwater farms and artificial intelligence by 2049 if climate change isn't taken seriously. Climate change being the effects that they are creating on the climate. They predict that in 26 years, a large AI creature that absorbs people's food memories before spitting out a petri dish containing that memory will exist alongside air conditioning jackets and flying cars. They go on to say a concept known as mind food will also exist, where AI will play a role in visual and sensory consumption. Well, that is the maniac future that they have planned if we don't do something to stop it. And one of the things that we have to stop is geoengineering. I'm joined today by special guest Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, thank you so much for coming on. I think we're having some issues. I'm having some issues hearing you, Dane. I don't know if the audience is having the same issues, if the team can just work on that for a moment. Dane, if you're not familiar with his work, geoengineeringwatch.org is one of, I think, the largest library of research that Dane has been doing over the years, him and his team, and it is very, very solid information. They have an entire document library where you can view geoengineering over the years. They've got the patents that have been filed for geoengineering. It is not a conspiracy theory. It is conspiracy fact, and you can see that fact if you visit geoengineeringwatch.org. I think we've got Dane back now. Dane, thank you.
Can you hear me okay now?
We sure do, Dane. Thank you. Loud and clear.
Thank you for your continued attention to this issue. And yes, our point, our premise, our mission at geoengineeringwatch.org is that there can be no legitimate discussion about climate anything from any perspective without addressing the climate engineering operations, which are the single most disrupting factor of all. We're not denying the other sources of damage to the planet from other forms of human activity, but we're saying that how can anybody address any aspect of the climate without addressing this biggest of all climate disrupting equation? And as you stated earlier, Maria, on the crop disruption, we're seeing such a consistent targeting of agricultural regions at critical points in agricultural production, flash freeze, flash drought, flash flood, that we can't now discount that climate engineering is being used as a weapon to thwart crop production, period. This conclusion is backed up by hard data.
Absolutely, Dane. And I think when I reached out to you, you said a similar thing to me. You said, thank you for your continued attention to this issue. How can we not pay attention to this issue? You know, the first time I interviewed you, which is some time ago now, the skies, even at that point, it wasn't that long ago, you could still see a clear sky. I can't remember the last time that I saw a completely clear sky for an entire day or more than one whole day, Dane. It is absolutely insane. They have gone mad. And when I reached out to you, you said to me that there have been developments on the geoengineering front. A lot more is happening around the world. So I want to focus on that with you today. But really for people that don't understand, we've got a minute until the break, a brief overview of how long has this been happening and when did we really start seeing the acceleration?
Climate engineering programs have been ongoing since immediately after World War II, but we saw a major ramp up in 1999. We've seen several ramp ups since 2012 as well. The stated purpose for your listeners from the scientific community is to put light scattering particles into the sky to block some of the sun's incoming thermal energy, the sun's heat. What else does that do? It traps more heat than it deflects, creating more overall warming. It's destroying the ozone layer, disrupting the hydrological cycle, contaminating every single breath we take. So the bottom line is there's no rational denial of this issue at this point, Maria, because we have up-close film footage of these aircraft at altitude, nozzles visible, turning on and off. And that image that's being shown right now is not climate engineering. In fact, that's weather modification that's very different from climate engineering. Those planes, single-engine propeller plane with flares on the wing, can dump a few pounds of material in the atmosphere at best. A military tanker like a KC-135 can dump 100 tons of nanoparticles in one payload. So keep in mind, there's two different distinctions here. The weather modification
Hang on,
is used
Dane,
to...
we've got to go to break. I want you to continue on the difference between climate and weather engineering right after this short break. Don't go anywhere.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org is here now talking to us about the different types of engineering that we're seeing in the weather and the climate. Dane, please go on with what you were saying before the break.
Thank you, Maria. Important distinction that the publicized weather modification programs, which are generally single-engine propeller-driven airplanes with a few flares on the wings, those programs are designed to confuse the public as to what climate engineering actually is. They're used as a smokescreen, if you will, to mask climate engineering from the population. So the bottom line is very big difference, distinction between the known weather modification, which is cloud seeding, very small scale, meaningless against the backdrop of the climate intervention operations, which our precipitation tests have extrapolated the amount of material being dumped into the skies annually from geoengineering jet aircraft to be somewhere in the range of 40 to 60 million tons of nanoparticles dumped into our skies. And again, this is creating conditions, Maria, like you see on almost every storm now in the U.S., you have massive hail. And that's indicative of climate engineering operations with chemical ice nucleating elements. They can create surface flash freezes, but this is damaging crops as well. Again, the degree to which the planet's life support systems are being disrupted by climate engineering, aka weather warfare, let's call it what it is, it can't be overstated.
Absolutely. Now, I want to ask you about these, the nanoparticles that have been dumped into the air. We're hearing a lot about nanotechnology, nanoparticles. I've previously asked you the questions, you know, do these nanoparticles contain technology? You said you've released a documentary, Graphene Skies. This is something that is being sprayed. Talk to us about the difference between what was contained in nanoparticles back then and now. Have we got an analysis on that?
What we do know, the primary elements, aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, polymer fibers, surfactants, which are what makes soap soap. If people have seen foaming rain, that is indicative of surfactants being seeded. It keeps these particles from sticking together, but also graphene. So in the case of graphene and polymer fibers, we know that those two elements are used militarily for biological warfare as biological carrier agents. It means it can carry a pathogen from the cloud to the ground. Why are these elements in our rain? And they absolutely are. Our last 100 lab tests almost all contain graphene. So again, the gravity, what's unfolding in our skies, being waged on populations without their knowledge or consent, can't be overstated. It's not just weather warfare, but at this point must be considered also a form of biological warfare as well. And here's my question, Maria. When the power structure feels that they are completely backed into a corner, will they level the playing field by dispersing something much more devastating, like a hemorrhagic fever, Ebola, Marburg? Would they use these biological carrier platforms that are already being sprayed into our skies to carry that type of pathogen from the cloud to the ground? I think we would be very naive to think they wouldn't.
Well, I want to ask you about that because I did listen to a couple of your recent updates where you were talking about pathogens. Is it possible to spray something like hemorrhagic fever or something that would trigger hemorrhagic fever in the skies? And I want to add here that from people like Todd Callender and his team, Lisa McGee, they've found that within the shots, and I've had Todd on this broadcast before, within the shots, there is programmable technology that can actually create these symptoms remotely even that was in the COVID injections. Now we're finding that this is, you know, this similar technology is being found in food, in the air, in the water, everywhere. So are we talking about programmable technology in the skies as well, and part biological, part technological pathogens being sprayed in the air?
In regard to anything in those categories, I would not want to speak about what we can't know, but what we can know is bad enough. What we do know is more than dire enough to call this an existential threat. So again, when we know we have the world's second most recognized climate engineer, Dr. Ken Caldera, former Department of Defense scientist, we have an audio of him on the record stating what he did for the U.S. Department of Defense was to design ways of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect the populations below. He now works for Bill Gates, by the way. But when we know this technology is actively sought, pursued, refined from the U.S. Department of Defense, why would we think they're not going to use this on U.S. populations when we know as of 1977, according to the Washington Post, the U.S. military had conducted at least 239 open-air biological tests on innocent, unknowing U.S. populations. So the bottom line is, they would use this certainly based on their past history to level the playing field. They have the technology to do it. The spraying operations are already in place. The elements used to carry these pathogens from the clouds to the ground are already in the mix. And even without these other pathogens, all these particles are fungal proliferation platforms. When we have fungal infection decimating everything from soil microbiome to flora, trees, crops. And so this is a platform with which they can wreak havoc on the entire web of life and populations without those populations ever even knowing they're under assault, Maria. They can blame it on nature.
It's absolutely criminal. It is absolutely criminal. You know, every time I've interviewed Dane, I've said, we can do our best to avoid the shots. We can do our best to avoid major chain grocery meat, which is where this, the technology that I'm talking about has been found. Just look at my recent interview with Dr. Anna Mahaicha on that subject. It's up on band.video. And by the way, Z Media is conducting a very, very important interview this week with Dr. Anna and Karen Kingston on this subject of the polymer fibers and the graphene as well, because, these two things, seem to be a key in a lot of this technology. Actually, before I move on, talk to us about these polymer fibers and graphene. Why is this so key to them and their technology?
Well, again, in addition to the scenarios I've already mentioned, we now know from peer-reviewed science study that the polymer nanoparticles are showing up in human everything, human organs, in the brain. It crosses the blood-brain barrier. The smaller the particle is, regardless of the material, the more lethal it becomes. And we're talking about lethal materials on top of that. Again, aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, polymer, graphene. All of these combined create what's called synergistic toxicity, so they become much more toxic still. And this doesn't even take into account potential pathogens that are being utilized with these materials as well. So in the case of mercury and aluminum, which we all have in us now, we know that the combination of those two materials increases the overall toxicity by 10,000%. That's 100 times worse. It's a wonder any of us can function at this point, Maria. So the bottom line is, as you so correctly stated, we can hide from the injection, but we can't hide from the air we need to breathe. And these particulates that are all over the globe, ubiquitously raining down on all of us. And we have, again, peer-reviewed study to prove that there is not an uncontaminated drop of rain anywhere on planet Earth at this point. Nowhere. North Pole, South Pole, top of Mount Everest. Every single drop of rain is contaminated with forever chemicals, including the elements I've just named.
All right. Who's doing this, Dane? I mean, I want to say right now, Z Media has a really bombshell report on geoengineering, because we've really been focusing on this of late, and we found some damning evidence. That'll be released next week. It'll be up on band.video. So keep an eye out for that on the Z Media banner on band.video. But to your knowledge, who is actually responsible for this, Dane?
I think we can say this with absolute certainty, that all roads lead back to the source of money. Those who control the central bankers, they fund militaries, thus they control militaries, thus they control countries. So that is the top tier of the matrix, if you will, those who control the money printing. All roads lead there, Maria.
I've found some contracts with, you know, local energy companies there in the US. I've found contracts with water management companies in the US, the state of Utah, Colorado. As I said, really huge report coming out next week on this. But you know, how is it that a local energy company is thinking that it's a great idea to go and spray stuff in the sky, and, you know, within their own documents saying that they're going to be doing this to cool the earth, and talking about the toxic chemicals that they're spraying? How do they get away with this, Dane?
Well, they convince the public that more technology will fix what technology did in the first place. And that at this point should be seen for the insanity that it is. So the bottom line is, with what climate engineering is affecting, again, every breath we take, they are also drying out boreal forests, creating the conditions for unprecedented wildfires to burn. Many would ask, why would they do that? It's important to understand what their myopic goal is, to put as much atmospheric particulate pollution in the sky as possible. And they're now using forest fires as part of this mechanism. And their stated purpose is to mimic the temporary cooling effect of a volcano. And that's what they're incinerating boreal forest for.
Let's get back to that right after the break. Dane, viewers, don't go anywhere. Share this broadcast everywhere.
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR, of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Orange Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Sold out for more than a year. We now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste. 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back with geoengineering expert Dane Wigington. Dane, before the break, you were talking. Please continue.
Just wanted to make clear the degree of insanity we're dealing with to incinerate Earth's last remaining life support systems, i.e. the boreal forests, in an attempt to put more particulate matter into the atmosphere. And what's their next step after that, Maria? We have leaders, I don't want to even, that term is far too dignified for them, but we have people in Washington already discussing what they see as a potential benefit in a nuclear bomb exchange to put even more particulate matter in the atmosphere. And if that happens, we're done. And that's how they see a solution to what they see wrong with the climate, is to fill the atmosphere with particulate matter. And about the forest fires and their burning, climate engineering is absolutely positively setting the template for those fires to burn with such ferocity. We have fires burning now throughout Canada, including Quebec. We have northern Siberia on fire, incinerating. While actually this was going on when we even had 2 weeks ago, plus we had snow in Southern California while we had Canada and Siberia incinerating. That's not normal. It's not nature. I encourage your listeners to search this title, one of our most important reports. Search Wildfires Serve Geoengineering Agenda. There's copies of peer-reviewed study in that report advocating for the burning of forests for the purposes of geoengineering. So consider that level of insanity. And is our nuclear weapons next? And the source of ignition, I want to make this clear, the source of ignition for these fires, that's a separate subject. Our point is, what is setting the template for these fires to burn with such ferocity? That is climate engineering, period.
It's interesting you say that. I had Celeste Solom right here on the Alex Jones Show not that long ago. She's a researcher, and she was talking to me about the wildfires that happened in Australia just before COVID. And she was discussing aircrafts that are able to spray something to essentially put the population into a spell so that they're
you know, ready for the propaganda that's coming. So that's the spiritual aspect of this. But I wonder with the, from a geoengineering aspect, you know, are they able to manipulate the population through what they're spraying? Are the chemicals able to make us docile and things of this nature?
Well, certainly we know with absolute certainty that the particles we are absorbing, they're very bioavailable, very bioaccumulative. They build up in our system. We know that that has a very negative cognitive effect, period. We know that IQs in the U.S., based on peer-reviewed science study, have declined 6 to 9 points in the last generation. That's an astronomical drop in cognitive function. So the bottom line is, yes, we know in the case of aluminum nanoparticles, based on available science study, they enter through the olfactory nerve in the nasal passages, go straight into the bloodstream, cross the blood-brain barrier, and start a cascading downstream negative effect of cognitive dysfunction. So that's a given. These particles are making us all dumber by the day, period. That's indisputed science fact. But when we see them, and we have film footage of this in our groundbreaking documentary, The Dimming, which is available for free to view on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, we captured time-lapse film footage of blanket aerosol spraying directly on top of the smoke canopy above the very well-known Paradise Fire. Film footage proves this. Why are they blanket spraying particulate matter on top of a smoke canopy so it settles down through that canopy? We know at minimum these particles are incendiaries. Aluminum is an incendiary dust. It's settling over forest foliage, the forest floor, so that further fuels the ferocity of the fires. But what else might be in this mix that we're all inhaling? And we know how toxic smoke is anyway. When you start to add all this to it, it becomes unbelievably toxic to a degree that we can't even quantify at this point.
You mentioned recently that I think it even says it on your website, that this is happening predominantly over highly populated areas. Why do they choose to focus on highly populated areas? Is it mainly about poisoning those people?
That wouldn't have been from our website. Because we see blanket spraying over very remote areas, Siberia, North Pole, South Pole. And again, to affect global weather patterns, anywhere you apply these types of technologies, it's affecting the entire system. And we know climate engineering was first fully deployed over the polar regions. But the bottom line is wherever this is deployed, even if people don't see it in the skies directly above them, it's drifting in from upwind. There's no place to hide. As you so correctly stated earlier in this exchange, there's absolutely nowhere to hide from this particulate matter. And at best, what people think now is a blue sky is a silvery white tinted particulate filled sky. Encourage people to go outside if they have a dark location near them on a day that's hazy where they're dispersing these aerosols. Take the brightest light they can find, dark place, aim it straight up into the sky and look up through that beam. You have to see it to believe it. It looks like you're in a blizzard. There's so many particles coming down. You can't see them during the daytime. Consider that we're breathing that all with every breath we take. And I'll leave it at this. We have recent peer-reviewed science study that concludes that we are inhaling as many as 20 million nanoparticles in every single breath we take. That is very difficult to conceptualize or believe, but consider that 100,000 nanoparticles can fit across the width of a single human hair. That's how much particulate matter we're breathing. In fact, recent peer-reviewed study indicates we might be breathing enough plastic to make a credit card every month. Try to understand that. That's mixed in food, the air we breathe. So these nanoparticles are everywhere. They're a primary element in climate engineering patents. It's not just decomposing plastic around the globe. It's also what's being dispersed into our skies as part of these operations.
Z-Media did a report some time ago, Dane, on the Australian geoengineering, and we found legislation that dates back decades, the Rainmaking Act in Victoria, the state of Victoria, and that legislation clearly states that rainmaking operations that are done in Victoria can affect other states. And so, you know, people normally think that this is just, it's got to be directly overhead in order for it to affect that area, but this is, we're talking about thousands of kilometers away being affected from one rainmaking operation in Victoria. And they're supposed to, you know, submit these reports regularly. You know, we've had Freedom of Information requests. They didn't respond to my initial inquiry, the department that's responsible for this. So, you know, talk to us about being able to affect weather from one location to another, because I know that I believe it was 2016 or 17, WeatherTech conducted rainmaking operations from Jordan in Australia.
They do. Certainly a lot of private companies involved in this now. The basic principle is completely flawed. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand. If you seed clouds in one place and make that rain fall where it otherwise wouldn't have, it didn't get to where it was going. And again, all these private, smaller scale companies pale in comparison. They're virtually meaningless against the backdrop of climate engineering operations. So again, look at it as a matter of scale. A small scale weather modification plane perhaps can disperse a few kilos of materials into the clouds. A KC-135 military tanker, U.S. military tanker, can dump 100 tons in one payload. So they use, again, the smaller scale weather modification as a smokescreen for the larger geoengineering operations. In regards to their ability to affect weather, we know from historical record, Project Popeye in Vietnam was so successful at affecting rain precipitation that they passed international treaties in the 70s forbidding weather modification. Not that anybody follows those treaties. And we have, as far as cutting off the precipitation, immediately after 9/11, we had the list of countries the U.S. targeted, a list that existed clearly before 9/11. And we had all of those countries subsequently underwent a once in 1,000 year drought. Statistically, mathematically, it's impossible to have that kind of coincidence without climate engineering.
We've got to go to break again. We've got to go to break. We'll be back in a short time. Don't go anywhere. We're here with Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down, and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Weather warfare today is perhaps one of the most egregious, if not the most criminal, aspect to this war that is being waged against humanity, because it's something that we simply can't control. We can control what we put in our bodies, but we can't control what they are spraying above us and the absolute disaster that they are creating to this planet with their weather warfare. Before the break, Dane, you were talking about the fact that, you know, geoengineering is not supposed to happen, and they you know, had treaties to prevent this. And, you know, we have similar treaties as far as biological warfare goes, but the globalists don't seem to care about that anymore. They're just waging this warfare everywhere.
They do whatever they want because they can. So to cut to the chase on how these weapons are used, again, the crown jewel weapon of the military-industrial complex, that they can bring population to their knees without those populations even knowing they're under assault. So the Middle Eastern countries were hit hard, destabilizing, again, cutting off their precipitation, destabilizing food production, thus destabilizing populations. Same programs have been used throughout Africa for decades, destabilizing those countries. Behind the scenes, U.S. government forcing those countries to allow U.S. occupation. Again, this a very covert and very effective weapon. And I don't want to implicate just the U.S. military. They are all involved with this. We have documents at geoengineeringwatch.org. In fact, one Senate document, 800 pages long, going back to the 70s. Your listeners can look this up under massive Senate document, geoengineeringwatch.org. And that outlines the global cooperation in these programs for exactly the reasons you so correctly mentioned earlier, Maria, that when you geoengineer over any part of the world, you affect the entire world. So they all have to be colluding and cooperating, and indeed they are. And this Senate document calls for that intergovernmental cooperation, even between otherwise adversarial nations, i.e. China, Russia, U.S., on these programs. Because, again, you can't just geoengineer over your own country. They're all involved, U.S. military being the biggest player of all, because our military is bigger than the next 10 biggest militaries combined. And if we look at the tanker fleets, aerial tanker fleets, U.S. military aerial tanker fleet is 3 times bigger than all other militaries in the world combined. So it's the biggest player, but not the only player. They're all involved. Whatever the surface tensions are, Maria, they are all involved with these programs for numerous reasons. It's not just a this or that reason. There are many reasons, and we outline those at geoengineeringwatch.org.
And you and I have spoken about this before, but for anyone who hasn't seen our prior interviews, talk to us about things on the ground like HAARP. What is the difference between that technology, and how does it affect the weather differently to what's being sprayed?
Thank you for asking. Very, very important question. We have these atmospheric particulates, which are electrically conductive. They're being manipulated with extremely powerful frequency transmissions. HAARP is only one of as many as 100 similar facilities, different designs around the world. HAARP is the biggest of all. There's multiple aspects in which they can manipulate the weather. In the case of HAARP, it's an ionosphere heater. That is a weapon of mass destruction. There's no speculation this facility exists. Your listeners can look at photos of it and research data on it. HAARP can beam 3.5 million watts of power into the electrically charged ionosphere. That creates massive heating in that layer of the atmosphere, pushes the atmosphere up and down. The downward push creates a high pressure heat dome. Maria, you've probably heard meteorologists mention this a lot more lately. High pressure heat domes, extreme heat under these regions. And in doing this, they can wreak havoc on the ground. They can literally fry crops in the field. And in the northern hemisphere, for example, the upper level winds spin clockwise around that heat dome so they can push moisture around that what acts like an atmospheric pulley and direct it into other regions where they can chemically nucleate, create hail, extreme storms. We see the extreme storms now constantly in the U.S. over many of the agricultural regions. And when you create these types of colliding air masses, you get a multitude of cyclonic rotations, i.e. tornadoes. So again, the complexity of the havoc they are wreaking on the planet, our food production, populations can't be overstated. In addition to all that, everything they spray settles to the surface. We get to breathe it, all of it highly toxic.
Thank you for clarifying that, Dane. I want to ask you, because you've spoken to me about the heat domes that they create before. And for those that don't know, in Australia, they were talking to us about La Nina and, you know, months and months and months of rain, which we've never had, you know. But what I want to ask you, Dane, is my observations as someone who's lived in this country that has had obnoxiously hot summers since I can remember as a child. I mean, to the point of we're going to die. It's so hot. We're not having warm weather at all anymore. I mean, it is rare. Last year we had, you know, the number of beach days I could probably count on two hands, during our summer. It's just freezing all the time. And now they're coming out with articles in the mainstream media saying that, you know, freezing temperatures are sweeping over Australia. How is that possible when they're creating, you know, as you said, they're trapping the heat? Why is it so cold?
It's cold in a select few regions, and parts of the U.S. and the U.S. Southeast just experienced this as well. They had some record cold temperatures over Memorial Day weekend, while the majority of the rest of the world is incinerating. So this is part of the climate engineering agenda to affect the perception of populations. If it's cold outside their door, it must be cold everywhere. This is, again, chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. These are patented technologies. The listeners can search the engineering winter section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. That's why we have the massive hail everywhere. It's causing ice to nucleate at far above normal temperatures. It's a chemical nucleation. So what's occurring, again, while you're experiencing those temperatures in Australia, while the U.S. Southeast just had record cold temperatures, Northern Siberia, record highs, pushing 100 incinerations, same in Canada. We had Thailand just record, according to the China Morning Post, Thailand just recorded a temperature of 120 degrees. It obliterated all former records. India, 114 degrees in April. Americans don't see this. So again, if it's hard to perceive of something being different somewhere else when it's cold outside your door, but I want to make clear that's a very shallow layer of cold. We're speaking to pilots that hit 1,000 feet up off the deck and they're seeing temperatures jump 25 degrees, sometimes more. We've been contacted by two former military pilots that recently they fly private jets. They fly very important people. Their jets were forced into an emergency autopilot descent from above 40,000 feet because it was 45 degrees above normal. The air wasn't dense enough to even carry those aircraft. So again, people need to look at the global perspective, not just outside their front door. And we recorded for the entire month of March. Maria, you remember all the snowpocalypse here in the West, correct?
Yes.
You remember that. So what happened during March elsewhere? When we have the departure for normal high temperature map for the entire month of March, the only place in the entire world that was below normal temperatures was part of the North American continent where this was going on. Virtually the entire globe was red at above or far above normal. So I want to point out again, climate engineering is absolutely worsening the planetary temperature scenario. And we have a peer-reviewed science study to prove that now. So the entire premise for solar radiation management is completely flawed. There is no benevolence in these programs. They're malevolent, period. They're about power and control, period. And they are destroying what's left of the planet's life support systems, period.
Look, I am very, very skeptical as far as the, you know, the temperatures that are released by organizations such as the Bureau of Meteorology and places like this, you know, official government bodies telling us that the world's on fire. But I certainly accept, you know, what you're telling me from the pilots that you're talking to and the fact that I may not know everything that's going out there. I mean, I certainly don't claim to. So that's really fascinating information. I mean, everyone I speak to, here in this country just complains about how cold it is and we hate it. We want our stinking hot Australia back. You know, that's what we're known for.
Here.
It's unbelievable.
It's the same here in the U.S.
Well, I don't doubt that. After the break, we're going to break in about 30 seconds, 40 seconds, but I want to talk to you about the green agenda and how they're telling us that CO2, which is the gas of life, is the problem here, and what your thoughts on that are. And then I really want to focus on some of your recent work, some of your recent reports, and what people need to do in the last segment of today's show. Because I think, you know, when we look at all of these agendas, Dane, we just think, my goodness, it's all so big. But you're an example of someone who's gone, right, this particular thing, I'm going to dedicate my life to it and I'm going to make a difference. And you really are. You've woken so many people up. So right after the break, we're going to talk about those few things. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Sold out for more than a year. We now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who
autocrats only understand one word. No. No, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my country.
We say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits and the Lancet Medical Journal admits that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface. Our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated triiodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
It's Alex Jones.
We're back with Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. So, Dane, I talk to a lot of people, and they are willing to accept the fact that the green agenda is a farce, and that limiting CO2 any further is going to be incredibly, incredibly detrimental to our all living beings and plant life and everything. But they struggle to make the link between geoengineering and the obvious green agenda. Can you talk to us about that?
I certainly completely agree with you that the so-called green agenda is anything but green. The current forms of so-called renewable energy, and again, that's part of my background. I worked for Bechtel Power, the world's largest engineering firm. I worked on some of the first commercial solar plants in the U.S. My home is off-grid wind, hydro, and solar. First, climate engineering is decimating all three forms of alternative energy: wind, hydro, and solar. So wouldn't we have the so-called green community up in arms about climate engineering? They won't say a thing because they want to protect all the so-called green organizations want to protect their 501c3 nonprofit. So they won't talk about this issue. We know that because our attorneys have spoken to their attorneys, all the major groups, Greenpeace, Sierra Club, all of them. So that's the epitome of hypocrisy. And beyond this, again, the treatment of the planet by the human race, I don't think we can argue, has been very poor. What we're trying to do at geoengineeringwatch.org is to get all sides of this fence to unite in the common cause that interfering with the planet's life support systems is in none of our best interests. If we can expose this and halt it, we can then address where the planet is at from an environmental standpoint, from a climate standpoint. But while these programs are being utilized, we can't have a true, accurate assessment. So when we change atmospheric chemistry, and it's not just CO2 doing this, and again, when you alter chemistry this fast, it is a problem for organisms that haven't adapted. But when you fill the atmosphere with bioavailable, bioaccumulative elements that are being absorbed into everything, that's a destruction of the web of life from the bottom up. And even in the case of the bees, which I think, Maria, many people know that there's a problem with the bees, we have peer-reviewed science study that makes clear bees are dying of massive aluminum exposure in the middle of wilderness areas away from all industry. Where's that coming from? It's coming from climate engineering operations. Your listeners can search bees aluminum. They can review this for themselves. So what we're saying at geoengineeringwatch.org is that we need to unite behind this common theme, everybody from all sides of the fence, that climate engineering is in none of our best interests, and there can be no legitimate discussion about climate anything without addressing this first and foremost. So again, about the so-called renewable energy, obviously the problems are finally coming to light, from wind turbines to electric cars. How many child slave laborers are there in third world countries decimating what's left of their environments to get the trace minerals necessary for the so-called green car? That now we know from about 2 days ago, a new study, that they don't want anybody charging their cars at night because the grid can't take it, and they're being charged it with coal-fired power plants anyway. This is the epitome of total insanity, all of this. There's a gas used in solar power production called hexafluorethane. It's 17,000 times more potent than CO2 as a greenhouse gas. Do we hear any of the green communities talking about that? No, we don't. So the bottom line is the current forms of renewable energy are at best a carbon fuel extender, but we need to look at a lot of aspects of what we've done to the planet. Green energy is not a solution. It is simply a distraction at this point, but we are definitely in trouble. The degree to which the planet's been damaged, climate engineering being core to that, can't be overstated. We're losing the ozone layer. That by itself is a near-term existential threat. We have to face this issue. If we can fix this, we can address other issues and assess them.
Yeah, I agree. I want to just say tonight, Z Media at 6 p.m. AEDT time. I'm not sure what time that is in the United States, but it'll be up on Band Up Video tomorrow anyway. We've got an interview being released with Professor Ian Plimer. He's an Australian geologist, emeritus professor at a Melbourne university. And he just debunks the whole green agenda in this interview. He's a fantastic, fantastic man. And we talk about all the things you're talking about, the batteries, the disposal of these batteries. Where do we dispose of them? How detrimental is that to the environment? I mean, It just makes no sense whatsoever. But I think it's really important, as you said, to link the two together, because we can go and talk about the green agenda as much as we want, but in order to get an accurate assessment of where we're actually at as far as the planet goes, we need to stop engineering the weather. We need to stop engineering the climate. So this is so, so crucial, Dane. I want to ask you finally, just really quickly, you mentioned Marburg, the possibility of Marburg and hemorrhagic fevers being released at the very start of this broadcast. I've heard that there are plans. I've seen the patents. There's already vaccines available for Marburg. And, you know, the WHO declared an emergency in this part of the world, that part of the world. CDC has issued a Marburg alert, I think it was last month, if I'm not mistaken. So this is something that seems to be emerging. What makes you think that they might release that through the skies, though? Why specifically Marburg or hemorrhagic fever?
It strikes fear into the vast majority, as it should. Do you have a mortality rate with some of these elements of up to 90%. So at that point, people are truly going to be in a panic. And under any scenario, we are about to hit the wall, period. Metaphorically, human race is like the occupants of a car going 90 miles an hour. We're 10 feet from impact into a concrete wall. You can put the brakes on as hard as you want. We're going to hit. The question is now, will anyone survive the impact? If we have any chance of salvaging anything, we have to stop what's happening in our skies, because if we don't, the planet's life support systems will soon be completely dysfunctional. All other causes and concerns at that point become moot. And in between now and that point, we're all inhaling incredibly toxic particles that we know of, and there's likely many more that we don't know of. So again, bottom line is, this is a fight for life, Maria, nothing less.
Dane, let people know where they can follow your work. So obviously we have geoengineeringwatch.org, whole library. Where else can people find you?
That is the best place to find us. They can contact us at admin@geoengineeringwatch.org. And our only goal, we're non-political, we don't advertise, our only goal is to stop this issue while there's anything left to salvage. People can share links from our site for free. Our documentary, we made a great effort and expense, is free. It was free from day one when it was done. People should not underestimate the power they have in this equation to make a difference, to start spot fires of awareness by taking a link like to the dimming, sending it to meteorologists, elected officials, climate scientists, those that are pretending this isn't going on in our skies when the vast majority know it is. But all of us need to bring this to a critical mass of awareness. If we can do that, Maria, we will cause a shockwave around the globe. We could yet alter this equation in the right direction.
Absolutely agree with you, Dane. The key is awareness. The key is to keep talking about this and provide people with the solid facts and the evidence. And if you do that and they still decide to say, no, this isn't real. I mean, I've done that. Yeah. I've provided someone with the Rainmaking Act from state of Victoria here in Australia. And they've said, that's not real. And I said, it's literally the legislation, guys. This is government legislation. What do you mean it's not real? That doesn't happen. Okay, they just have the legislation for nothing. Why would you need it? But, you know, I think that not everyone is that ignorant, willfully ignorant. And we do have a chance to wake up the masses. So I'm so grateful for your work, Dane. Again, geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane, God bless you. I'll talk to you very, very soon.
Same to you, Maria. My deepest gratitude to you and to InfoWars for your help with sounding the alarm, all the work you do. Thank you.
Thanks, Dane. You know, Dane's so right. If we continue to speak about these issues and continue to raise the awareness, your role in this may be to share a link with someone or to educate someone. And then that person might wake up to this and go, you know what, this is my sole purpose in life. I don't want to do anything else but focus on this. Dane's a perfect example of this. Dane has gone out. I mean, he's warning about other issues as well and many other issues. He gets it. But he's gone out and dedicated his life to building this extensive library and research that people can go to, that it provides irrefutable evidence for what is happening in the world regarding weather modification, climate engineering. So I think that people really underestimate the power that you can have over one single individual's life and how that person can really rise up and change the world. You know, I never thought that I would be doing what I'm doing today, and yet, you know, like Alex was saying, people are waking up, thanking you. And that's not me patting myself on the shoulder. It's just saying things that you maybe didn't think you were capable of. You would be surprised the doors that God opens up for you. If you just say, you know what, I'm going to make a difference and I can make a difference. As long as you believe that you can't make a difference, you won't. It's that simple. So don't ever let the globalists make you feel small or make you underestimate your capability or your power or your knowledge on this earth. You're not stupid people. If you're watching InfoWars, you are not stupid. You have decided that the truth is out there and you want to find it. So don't ever let them make you feel that way. You're not small. You are capable of much more than you know. And I want to leave people with that today. Please, please tune in to Zero Time tonight, 6 p.m. AEDT on zmedia.com, or it'll be up on Band tomorrow and next week for the bombshell report on geoengineering. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, zmedia.com. And it's such an honor to have been with you all today. Thank you.
Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brainforce Plus is great. Brainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Every time I talk to you, you're either like on the border exposing the cartels and like coming under fire, or you're on the streets of some American city hanging out with drug addicts and criminals, and now you've gone to ground zero of a massive chemical spill. Are you addicted to the danger, Savannah? Have you ever considered that for a second?
No, I'm addicted to helping my fellow Americans. I'm addicted to spreading the truth. And again, I have InfoWars to thank for that. Looking back on the day, I was able to ask President Donald Trump two questions. I was so grateful because, I truly was classically trained under Alex Jones and under the InfoWars team. And I really do credit that as to why I'm able to, get these types of clips, because Alex's whole mentality was, go where the story is, go where the mainstream media refuses to. So it's not that I'm addicted to the insanity. I'm just addicted to telling the truth and helping the American people. And I really do credit Alex for, really instilling that within me early on in my career.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.